Hello, I'm George Takei, and mischievous pisser possums are not welcome in these parts. You're listening to Pastor Lindstedt's The Movement Turd.
Pastor Lindstedt, Aryan man, with an Armageddon plan. Derailed Frog's railroad train. Wants to kill all the Jews and a lot of Uyghurs too. He has a psycho Aryan non-Uyghur brain. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing all Zog's lie and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on a weekday night when Jews lie that day's right. He pissed on damn kite claims and a whizzap with a shout them stupid fucking louts that Pope Marty done hits at what he aims. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. It was on any weekday night when the pastor was at home talking to Christ's family tree. When along come dirty Jew and a Zogling Uyghur or two making they's ass whooping necessary. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and chasing off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave. Well, the ass clouds hold day's breath when they hear a pastor's step. They wonder why he don't fucking lie. It was dirty pisser possums and all of Satan's mamsers that want to take him down on the sly. Martin had a wife he loved all his life. For grandkids they are so brave. Destroying Zog caught his eye and finished off Zog lies and putting Zog Babylon in his grave.
Zogling Uyghur Mamzer ass clowns across the fruited nose Zog plain. In the open air coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show is always the same that the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 137.5, actually it's probably closer to 300, of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 30th of August, 2012. I am running late as usual, but later than usual. It's 8:53 Granby Uncentral Unstandard Time. And I may go ahead and just set it for 10 o'clock because I went ahead and called up Joe Adams of the White Voice. And went ahead, and Joe Adams has a number of naive notions about saving the white race through political action here, i.e. Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan and Mitt Romney and the rest here. Well, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. I wish I'd gone ahead and recorded it. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be called Dead on Arrival, Voice of Retards, or DOA-VOR. Now, I was going to go ahead this morning. I wasn't quite sure what to talk about. I was going to talk about how the Republican Party, grand old prostitutes, was engaged in sort of imperial overstretch, which all mighty evil empires go through just before, like a red giant star or a bloated nigger. They expand far beyond the capacity of their environment or body's ability. Now, they say a couple billion years from now, the Earth's sun will go ahead and become a red giant and expand to about the length of the orbit of Venus or something like that. It'll go ahead and it'll have burnt all the hydrogen, and now we'll be burning the helium in a fusion reaction, and it's going to go ahead and blow up, sort of like a diabetic nigger, before it gets his legs chopped off, and then has to go ahead and, you know, croak off anyway here, if the flood doesn't get him. Folks, a mighty evil empire seems also strong as it's going ahead in its last gasp, trying to go ahead and grab people and resources and treasure into its maw. Like, say, the Roman Empire under the Emperor Trajan. He went ahead, and the last place he could conquer that he was able to conquer, he couldn't conquer the Parthians, so he went ahead and conquered the Dacians, who they'd been fighting with for the past, 300 years here, since Rome was a republic here. And we fought they called them the Thracians here, but then they called them the Dacians. They lived in the lands around the Black Sea, and they managed to go ahead and conquer them, and they were Israelites who had gone ahead and migrated by then. But anyway, getting on to imperial overstretch, what you see is that, from what I gather, the main delegation has been kicked out, been booted out of getting to vote for old Mittens here, because some of them wanted to vote for Ron Paul because he won the majority of their delegation. So what they did is that they passed a whole bunch of rules. The little Jew boy lawyers for Mittens went and passed a bunch of rules to essentially the nominee and the Republican establishment get to do whatever the hell they want to do. And as a result, screw the state party. Screw the fact that the main delegation was elected for Ron Paul. Screw the fact that actually in Missouri, like I was telling this Joe Adams, the majority of votes was to Rick Santorum, even though he's a piece of shit. The vast majority of voters, one-third of the Republican establishment, liked old Mittens. The rest of them couldn't figure out whether to vote for the nigger, Herman Cain, or some other people. Nobody really liked, you know, freaking Mittens at all. So they only got about a third of the vote. But, folks, just like what happened 4 years ago, essentially the one who went ahead and won was old McCain. You had old Newt, who was a piece of shit, going ahead without shame, going ahead and being on top twice. You had the nigger, you had Michelle Bachmann, you had Rick Perry, you end up having all the time, and sometimes Ron Paul be third, sometimes he'd be second. Essentially, they've gone ahead and passed these rules. Now, I was telling old Joe Adams about the time, here I was, an actual elected delegate to the Missouri Reform Party going to the National Convention in July 2001. And folks, that's where I met all these old Ebola Gates here. Pretty well, these Buchananite cocksuckers told me that even though I was actually the elected delegate from the 7th Congressional District, because I and Roxy had actually run, and we'd gone ahead and essentially gone ahead and nominated me to be the delegate for the 7th Congressional District. And what happens is the Buchanan people just went ahead and brought in a whole bunch of Constitution Party people and other people as a mob, And pretty well this little faggot named Greg something or another told me that the next morning the Buchananite people would simply go ahead with the rest of their little random mobs and vote out the Missouri and the California delegations, even though they were the ones actually elected by law. So I went ahead and stayed up. This one guy who'd gone ahead and rented the room and sort of chickened out, but I went ahead and gave him some steel in his spine. So we went down there. He spent the night across the room where his father in the Iowa delegation was. And here I was all by myself because all these Aryan Nations tough guys had pussied out. One of them had actually gone about, a few feet, about 120 miles. We had to come back and turn back. So we're 2.5 hours late, bringing them back, pretty well. I mean, folks, I've seen people talk big and bad. When it comes down to it, they turn pussy. But anyway, we've gone there, gone ahead and won. Won the credentials because we were actually elected. And, I'd gone ahead and gotten elected because she was going to be Canada or Pearlbot, this Anglo-Mestizo named, really more like Mestizo Anglo, named Marveling Panky, used to be Pancario. But essentially, she was a nutcase, and she was fighting with these tars, but she was actually the elected chairman. So she went ahead and brought a few of her tars down, but they didn't really fight conflict with my tars, so I made peace. But all I was told is that the next morning, it doesn't matter what the rules say, what the law says, we're going to go ahead and be voted out by a mob, just like happened at the Republican convention. We're going to be voted out by a mob from other states who get to determine, as they think of it, who, because they're causing this trouble, they get to determine who gets to be elected. So I'm standing up here, and I hear scratching at the door. I open up the door. Dr. Keller. I mean, these are very skimpy bikini briefs here. You know what I mean? With little amoebas or something on it, called Jackery or whatever here. Anyway, open up, and here is a small, little, high yellow nigger woman. About, not quite 5 foot or so. About 5 foot, maybe. And I look down, and she's trying to go ahead, with these keys here. It doesn't have a key. It's a plastic key with a little number. And I guess she was supposed to be a 1410. I'm 1401. The nigger bellhop's already heading to the right place, but she's gone ahead and tried to enter the wrong room of the man who Patrick Buchanan had denounced for racism, denounced as being completely obscene and bigoted and vile, who went ahead and didn't like the immigrants, who essentially actually believed what Pat Buchanan had said earlier, the worthless, lying Catholic cock teaser. So, what goes on is that she said, "Oh, excuse me here." I said, "Oh, you're Ezola Foster." I didn't call her Ebola Gaines like I used to. "You're Ezola Foster. You used to be, Pat Buchanan's running mate." "Oh, please don't tell I tried to enter the room as a strange, white man." I said, "Oh, I'm not that strange, but I'll have to go ahead and tell my grandchildren about that." So, I pretty well shut the door. She went on her way. And I'd already figured out, I'm going to fuck these people. Thank you, Yahweh. I'm going to fuck these tards because of all the places that she had to try to enter, it was mine. This was a cosmic joke. Heck, even the smarter one said, of all the rooms that she had to try to enter by accident, why did it have to be Mr. Super Racist Christian Identity, Evil, Klansman, Militia, He-Devil, Martin Lindstedt? So I went ahead and told the reporter what happened. He wrote Militia, Christian Identity, he wrote Terrorist, Domestic Terrorist, he wrote all this other shit. And since the Reform Party went ahead and kicked me out because a Jew named Dan Charles was running it, went ahead and booted me out. And at the end, the Reform Party looked like a bunch of lying idiot tars who couldn't even bother obeying their own principles of reform and grassroots. But what they did is they went ahead and they used it 3-4 times to go ahead and pass a no-exception abortion plank, and Doc Keller, the one I was with, who went ahead and betrayed me later on, he was allowed because some of the Rent-A-Mob decided to go home early. So they let him on, but they wouldn't let me on. And I said, look, Doc, I want you to vote no against the abortion change. Well, you were against abortions. I said, well, we're against abortions for white people, not for niggers or Jews. Ooh. What he did is he went ahead and supported them. But still, there was fraud, and there was this dirty Jew named Dan Charles, and later on he formed this American First Party. And essentially, what they did is they voted to go ahead and screw the statewide parties. Didn't matter who they'd gone ahead and sent. Didn't matter at all. Essentially, they used a bunch of fraud to get their way. And that's what Pat Buchanan did. I mean, essentially, he's supposed to get a couple, 50,000 for the convention. He's supposed to pay for it. He didn't pay for it. He just delivered a little speech, and then what? A year later, he went back to a forum party. His bitch sister, Baby Karen, got what? $12.3 million. He got rich. And 2000, he went ahead and chose a Looney Tune coon to go ahead and give the election to George Bush. So, folks, I've been at this freaking rodeo, and I've seen these, I've seen these ass clowns work. And, folks, all these political parties, all of them, are just nothing more than a bunch of criminals dividing up the loot. And what they've done with the Republican Party is they've gone ahead to where the money men, the Jew boys, get to decide rather than the actual people who vote. So what is the response? Well, let me tell you what the response was when we got back to Missouri. Passed a resolution saying that whatever passed at the National Convention didn't mean shack shit here. Didn't mean anything. And pretty well every single other party went ahead and voted no, and the ones who went ahead were Buchananite, joined this American First Party. So what happens is that from my gather, there was more and more destruction, and there was hardly any people even bothering having a convention. To have a national convention. This was the last gasp of the Reform Party, and Pat Buchanan had sucked out the life and sucked out everything out by doing that. And folks, I think the same thing's going to happen here. Okay, it looks like we ended up having tards here. Guest six here, you've been screwing me here. Alrighty here. What to say here? Okay, here. Guest number six, you've been a tard. You've been a bad tard. You've been a bad tard, guest number six. Off you go. Okay. Anyway, where's the intro? Well, folks, this was as good as an intro here. Folks, you have, in the Republican Party, I think Mitten's going to lose. I think your ordinary rank and file is going to be annoyed at old Mitten's. They're going to just say, fuck you, I'm not going to show up. I don't have to vote for you. I ain't going to vote for a nigger, but I have to vote for you. Same thing which happened with McCain. Same thing's going to happen to Mitten's. Mitten's poke is going to get fucked here. So the Republican Party is, I think, about to implode. Unlike niggers, though, they're not going to riot like they did in 1968. Okay? All right, same thing happens in the white nationalist community. Went ahead and old Mental Ward Kendall, who essentially is annoyed at Covington, but he was annoyed, he's going to be annoyed at Linder, because he goes ahead and he comes up with this Voice of Reason radio implodes, spewing gay radio hosts all over the internet. Greg Johnson blames Carolyn Yeager. Folks, Linder is with Carolyn Yeager. What happens? Carolyn Yeager is with Finkelschini. So what happens is you have the faggots versus the Jew boys. Greg Johnson, the faggot, versus the Jew boys. Or the Jew skanks here, like Carolyn Yeager. And, folks, Voice of Retards is gone. It's down. It's not around no more. Bye-bye, Voice of Retards. Bye-bye. No more Voice of Retards. Okay? No more Voice of Retards. Seems like it's gone. There goes 5 years of Voice of Retards. Do I miss Voice of Retards? Hell no. Anyway, old Linder went ahead and banned old Greggy. But the point of the matter is that what we got to understand is that there is no salvation through organization. None at all. It's every man for himself. And if you want to go ahead and survive, you had better go ahead and pray Yahweh that's in Yahweh's will for you to survive. And then after that, you look to yourself here. You get Yahweh on your side, but you look to yourself. Because there's nobody in this movement that's going to save you. At all. That's able to do so, that wants to do so. You need to save yourself. So folks, I'm going to go ahead and take about a 2-minute break. I notice that Russ is on. I'm going to go ahead and save my chat. And then we will be back. Russ, call in about 2 minutes, folks. Hail victory. Well, it looks like Obie's here. By the way, Jeremy Visser seemed to have disappeared for at least 6 months here. It looks like that criminal may be going to prison or something here because it went ahead. Or maybe it's at the workhouse with Mumps Nut. Who knows here? Essentially, Jeremy was supposed to go ahead and have a Pisser Possum show, and I wasn't even bothered to listen to it, but I went ahead and clicked it, found out that it's 183 days away, sometime in March 2003. Well, folks, looks like the Pisser Possum has tucked tail and played dead again here. If you have anything over at, Cornhole Pistol Mamsery's, you better go ahead and do some screenshots and do some saving, because that's probably the next thing that's going to disappear. So, folks, we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Hail victory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always easy drop. I wake up and ride away. Stupid wigger come to mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long stone our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Took the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always easy drop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always easy to drop. Okay, Russ, you with me?
This isn't Russ, this is Shane. Is Russ supposed to call in?
Well, I guess he was, but I don't know. Hell if I know here. I don't know if Russ here. Okay.
I'll tell you what, if Russ calls in, I'll hang up and call back, but I'm going to stay on the line until he calls in. Russ,
well, he can't call. Hey, you know, he can't call in if you're on the house phone And what happens is I'm doing the show with my cell phone.
He's in the chat. Hold on. Is he in the chat room?
Yeah, he's in the chat room. Hey, Russ, if you're going to call in, give us a message. Russ.
Type in the chat room. I'm not on the computer right now.
Okay.
Listen right now. If he's going to call in, I'll hang up right now.
Russ. Guest number 8 is trying to pretend to be me here. Says I'm trying to fill up a piss jug right now here.
Well, is he typing? Is he doing anything in the chat room? What's he doing?
I have no idea here. I have no idea. Okay.
Well, hey, Russ sent me an email, and the email Russell sent me said, this is confirmed, this is legitimate, this is absolute truth from Athena in North Carolina, Athena, the Greek lady.
Yeah.
Supposedly, in October, the October surprise is they're going to totally collapse all the banks and declare martial law, and they're going to bring in, not U.S. troops, they're going to bring in Chinese, Russian, and NATO troops to restore order in America, and basically that means disarm all the Uyghurs and throw them in FEMA camps.
Well, to be honest with you, I've heard the same thing since I've been on the Internet. And that used to be a staple. So what, we had this question about what's the October surprise. I sort of think the October surprise is that people will go ahead and figure out that the dollar or the zogbuck ain't worth anything. We'll have a, hyperinflation, a quick collapse, and we'll end up having civil war. I mean, I think that's what the October surprise is going
to
be.
Hey, if Chinese and Russian troops invade America, there'll have to be a civil war. I mean, either the white man's going to fight or he's going to die. I mean, come on. If they bring troops in, the only thing they're going to do is start throwing the white people in concentration camps. That's the only thing they're going to do. I mean, come on.
Well, I think this is more a subject for the Logan Hunter show tomorrow. In any case, I have my doubts. What happens if you end up having what? Oh, 200 million Uyghur, Anglo mestizos and some such that think they's white here, of which maybe about 100, maybe 120 million are white or mainly white. You know, and the rest are just,
Maybe less than 120 million are actually pure white. I really don't think there's over 100. I mean, I don't even know if there's that many.
Well, I used to go ahead and think that Uyghurs, the 60%, that people believe here, of Uyghurs to the other muds here. And, as a result of doing this show over 2.5 years of turning the TV on and turning the voice off, now you got senile old Clint Eastwood, going ahead and addressing the convention. But in any case, it's Ameriqua again, and now he's going to go ahead and go off.
Clint Eastwood is married to a Mexican lady, and hell, her damn family, her and her mongrel daughters have a TV show called The Eastwood Girls. It's a reality show. Clint Eastwood's married to a damn beater. Come on.
Well, he was married to, I think, a kikus named, or humping a kikus named Sandra Locke. I mean, especially old Clint, he was sort of like Adam. He was sort of like, he was sort of like Ham. He was like Esau. Pretty well, he'd stick his dick in about anything that happened, you know what I mean? If it was grease, had a hole like a donut, I mean, heck, he'd be on it, you know what I mean?
Clint Eastwood came out a long time ago and said, all these people saying bad stuff about the Jews, they're bashing the Jews. If they want to get to the Jews, they got to go through me, because I'm going to stand up for the Jews, because the Jews are my friends. That's what Clint Eastwood said a long time ago.
Well, now we got a beaner named Marco Rubio or something like that. They were talking about making that beaner the vice president, so if old Mittens croaks off, we'll have a beaner vice president here, which I guess is maybe or maybe not a step above having a nigger, who ain't even an American citizen. But... I'm looking at this beater, huh?
I heard Mitt Romney's wife, Ann Romney, she's a Mormon, they're supposed to be supposedly for the white race. She gets on TV and she says how much she loves the Latino, being her Mexican people, and they're hardworking, and they're family people just like us Mormons, and we have so much in common with the Latino population, and we just love y'all, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, basically it's sickening. You get sick in these cities. I don't even know if, I think Ann Romney looked a hell of a lot whiter than old Mitt Romney. I don't know if Mitt Romney...
Mittens is a Whigger. I'd say Mittens is a Mormon Whigger. I mean, from what I gather, other members of the Mittens family goes ahead. They're like Dave Barley. They dip their wick in some Lamanite pussy, a.k.a. beaners. You know what I mean? Lamanites, you know, that's how you get beaners. That's how you get beaners into Christianity. You say you're an ex-Mormon. You go ahead and you're humping a Lamanite, which is actually a Nephite with one hell of a tan here. You know what I mean? And a penchant for taco bending and the Lamanites. So, I guess we have a Lamanite right now here, yakking right now, even though he looks like a beater to me.
It's very sickening to see the damn white race suck up to these damn mongrels and Jews, and they suck up to them, and it's basically like saying, hey, I'm a pathetic white slob loser, and I'm going to bend over backwards and roll over, and I'm going to let you, basically do whatever you want and take over, and I'm going to suck up and kiss your ass while you're doing it. And I'm not, it's sickening to see these wiggers just, basically, Mark, all these wiggers, basically, they want to die, and they're allowing the majority of the white race to die, I have no use for them.
Well, you got to understand, the Jew is the spawn of Satan, and the whole purpose of having Jews or Satan going ahead and, Jews, like the, John Britton's mother goes ahead and says, when she said, I don't want no Jew doctor. Jews come out of, Satan's pee hole. Essentially, what Jews understand is that they live off the white man as a parasite, but the white man is also a predator who will on occasion pretty well screw up a Jew, like under Hitler, not really as bad. Hitler wasn't that bad or mean to Jews. But essentially, what happens, their number one goal is to destroy Yahweh's servant nation. It's been that way for 7,000 years. Ever since Adam was the first white man who Yahweh formed and gave a soul to. I believe there were white men before Adam. They were Cro-Magnons. And, later on, I think the last show I went ahead and talked about, legitimate rape, about how you could go ahead and get you some wigger pussy. Rape is legitimate when you're going ahead and getting enemy wigger pussy. You go ahead and just make her shave off her head and pair her nails, and you can whine and piss about how you're a bad guy with going ahead and killing her daddy and her brother and whatever here, but you can go ahead and get you some legitimate wigger pussy, which is what Old Gender Bender isn't much interested in here, being a Jew mamzer. But in any case here, we're going to go ahead and talk. Someone has asked about Matt Parrott. Grabs Matt, I call him Fat Parrot here. He's a Hoosier. He was moving up to Michigan about a month or so ago. He was no longer going to be on Voice of Retards. He pretty well ran off here, and he was going to go ahead just like old Billy Roper. He was going to subordinate himself to Greg Johnson. So essentially, Greg Johnson has taken the half-Jew Robert Stark here, and now, pretty well, I found out the Voice of Retards had probably been down for a while, but I went ahead and checked and it was up.
Okay, you're saying Greg Johnson is basically the number one show on Voice of Retards?
No. What happened, Voice of Retards, I think, is pretty well dead meat. Pretty well it got set up, about 5 years ago. Pretty well Linder didn't like it because it was taking money out of his pocket. You have this guy named Stan Hess and a few others. They think he can go ahead and fool Jews and fool niggers by saying, we need to be a white civil rights organization like David Duke plays and all this other thing here. So essentially, Voice of Retards was something, but now you have everybody with a microphone or a cell phone going ahead and having his own internet radio show.
You know what I mean? You don't have to pay like you did Hal Turner. You don't have to pay Hal Turner any money, do you?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore. You don't have to go ahead and pay Voice of Retards anything. You don't have to go ahead and host. And this Joe Adams was saying, well, there's some people that want to get our show, but they want us to pay for it. And you know, look, Joe, don't do that. Joe, run your own damn show. Run your own damn organization.
I don't know Joe Adams. Is he supposed to be?
Oh, he's a no. He's not Chris Sunday. He's a creatard. You know, he's a smarter. He's one of the smarter, younger creatards. He sort of thinks he can go ahead and outsmart Jews. He thinks he can go ahead and do a number of things like that here, and it don't work that way. It does not work that way. You know what I mean?
Joe Adams and Stan Hess, are they buddies?
No, but Stan Hess went ahead and introduced me to Trader Glenn Miller. You know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know Stan Hess for a long time because you...
No, I didn't. Okay? But anyway, yeah, you have, I'm not going to block Rabbi Martin Samuelson. I remember, you know, one character said Marty is a chomo, and that was his name here. I mean, essentially, if you want to go ahead and come on, you need to go ahead and choose an alias, which is a non-spamming alias here. But I'm not going to go ahead. I mean, look, Rabbi Martin Samuelson, a.k.a. Jeremy, go ahead and log on as Pastor Vist or whatever. I'll unblock you. And by the way, you worthless bastards can call in. Obi can go ahead and call in, but it looks like Obi is supposed to have a show on at around 6 o'clock my time, 7 o'clock Eastern, and what happens is that it looks like Jeremy went ahead and set it up for 6 months from now, if then. So I don't know. I think old Jeremy is in trouble again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, good. I mean, I hope all those losers go to jail or, you know, Dan Johns.
Well, Dan Johns ain't. Dan Johns is just a manzer, you know what I mean?
Well, he's got Crohn's disease.
Well, he carries Crohn's disease, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, OB, you got your wish here. OB, you got your wish. I mean, hey, you're not allowed to spam here. And that stands, you know, that stands doubly true for Jew Boy, Melungeon, Pisser Possible.
I didn't see Siegfried. I think Mike Delaney must have a new sock puppet. I don't think he's using Siegfried anymore.
Well, see, old Siegfried went ahead and admitted he was a, quote, Teutonic knight who lived in Jaffa, you know, which is a couple hours away from Tel Aviv. you know, as a Jew Boy, you know, get down here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let Obi Gender Bender back on, but you know, just because you're a piss and poker possum here, freedom of speech doesn't mean you get to spam the forum, okay? You be a good little piss and possum. You just go ahead and fetch up and beg here. And
hold on. Hey, Russ.
Anyway, I don't know if Russ is going to go ahead and call in or not here. He's on the screen here. Anyway, I do want to go ahead and cover.
I've got Russ on the other line. Do you want Russ to call in right now?
Yeah, go ahead and have him call my, home phone here, and we'll just take about a 2-minute break, okay?
Yeah, all right. I'll tell him to call in.
All right. Yeah, victory, folks.
Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. Big bad cotton, you black sound bitch. Daddy was a Klansman, a Southern Democrat. Long white sheets and funny looking hats singing. Song of the South, whoop a nigger's ass and burn his house. Go with the wind, ain't no nigger talking back again.
folks, we're back. I was waiting for Russ's call. I don't see it. Russ, you do know my number, my home phone number. You don't really want to call the show anyway. I'm waiting for your call. It looks like I... Okay, folks. This is a sort of comedy of errors caused altogether by myself here. Let me see. Let's see here. He censors people. I censor people who want to be censored here. If you want to go ahead, you're told not to spam, and then like Oba Genderbender, you go ahead and spam, yeah, you will be, you know, I mean, you know, if I'm not going to make a point for any normal wigger, why should I go ahead and make a point or go ahead and give special treatment? Well, to a man's or Jew faggot here with gender identity issues, he's a, you know, Pollock. Well, you can go ahead and call later here. How come I didn't call, you know, go ahead and, you know, let him on the line? The answer I didn't let him on the line is I was doing my monologue of about 20 minutes. The very first segment belongs to me. Now, sometimes Newscat goes on for about an hour or two by himself. But, folks, the very first segment belongs to me. Then the next segment usually belongs to Russ Walker. And then the third belongs to Logan. And then, you know, then the next one belongs to whoever wants to go ahead and call. That's just the way things are done. And guess what? Pissers, poofter, possums don't get to say how it is here. Now, several times I've gone ahead on several shows, I've gone ahead and told Jeremy Visser, he's up next. He can call in. He's up next. He goes ahead and calls in. And then when it is time to go ahead and unmute him, he immediately hangs up. I've had him pull this crap on me before. I had him pull this crap on me way back in March 2010. He ended up having his skank go ahead and beat this, you know, beat these kitchen pans here for a little while, playing his little games. And I don't mind him playing games. I mean, it makes him look petty. But folks, I realize I'm not the most wonderful talk show host at all. I realize I'm a piss-poor interviewer. I realize a number of things here, but folks, I can talk for 4, 5, 6 hours at a time and not worry about being caught out in a lie, unlike Jeremy Visser. Of course, he's not worried about being caught out in a lie because he lies all the time. Okay? Folks, if you want to go ahead when it's your time to call, call in, and I'll unmute you. And you'll get to say whatever the hell you want to do. I don't mind Oba Genderbender calling in. Folks, the reason you have all this crap here, especially with Carolyn Yeager, she's self-analyzing herself. Essentially, she's going to have Saturday where she goes ahead and names names about Mike Connor. Folks, I had a good deal of contempt for Voice of Retards. Way back when he was sort of new, you had old Peter Schenck, a.k.a. Peerless Goodmanser. No, not Peter Schenck. I call him Peerless Skank. He called himself Peter Schenck. Went ahead and had me talk with Trader Glenn Miller. Trader Glenn Miller, of course, called me a child molester. I called him just a dirty lying rat. Then I had Alex Linder on, and he was talking about forming a political party. I said, where are you going to get the money, Linder? Well, the answer he's going to get from Trader Glenn Miller. Did he go ahead and form a political party? Hell no. All Linder has is a tard corral. This afternoon, here comes a sock puppet of Ward Kendall. He was a fight with Covington because Covington said something or another here, and it was on Covington's show about a week or so ago. Here's Mental Ward Kendall going ahead and talking up old Carolyn Yeager and Donald Gray Johnson. Now, you've had this fight go on for about, 5, 6 weeks ago, where Greg Johnson, as part of the New Right, says that we don't need Holocaust revisionism, pissing off Carolyn Yeager. Now, how does Carolyn Yeager deal with dissent? Answer, what she does, she censors it. And that's how Voice of Retards did. You have every single little tard who censors people. Now, tonight, you have Obi Gender Bender deliberately wanting to go ahead and get off and wanting to find an excuse to get off. So, essentially, it went ahead and spanned my forum here. I went ahead and muted it for a while. Then, while I was waiting for Russ to call in, I unmuted it, and Obi Gender Bender disappeared. Obi Gender Bender did not want to go ahead and be caught, well, having a chance to go ahead and say something. Okay? Let's see. I'm going to go ahead. Folks, I have some problems with my own connections here. Luckily, yesterday and most of today, I did not have my home phone. Now, was this a Zog plot? Nope. It was a plot by squirrels. Some squirrels got to the end of the road where essentially Neosho Avenue joins Rabbit Track Road. At the end, there's a telephone pole, and some squirrels got in and chewed the crap out of the Granby Telephone Company lines. Just chewed the crap out of the insulation here. And regrettably, they weren't electrocuted. But what happens is that yesterday, we did not have any, the day before, we didn't have hardly any reception here on my home phone. Then yesterday, didn't have any. I figured out it wasn't the brand new phones that I'd bought here, the cordless phones, because the old phones, when I plugged them in, they didn't work either. No line. So what happened? Well, these squirrels went ahead and chewed a hole, according to the Grammy telephone guy, chewed a big old hole in the telephone pole about 100 feet down the road. Well, more like 200 feet down the road. And what happens, it went off this morning, and essentially the guy said, I may have gone ahead and knocked the pair off. I'll go ahead and put it up, and he went ahead and put it up. So now we got a home phone, okay? I think we do. Let me go ahead and look here. Yep, we got a home phone. We got dial tone. Let me see. Yep, we got dial tone. Now, should I go ahead and blame it on the Jews? Should I go ahead and blame it on Zog, or should I rather go ahead and blame it? Huh? Yeah, well, you end up having pisser possums here. Guest number 26 is a pisser possum. I mean, folks, I don't really care here. Folks, when you end up having contempt, since when does anyone have any business having anything other than contempt for the government here? You know what I mean? Okay. Anyway, well, this guy was a white guy. You know, he was a white guy with a beard. You know what I mean? So, guest number 26 is Obi Gender Bender, who doesn't want to be here as Obi, 26 here, so fine. In case here, that's pretty well the deal. You don't go ahead and get to type in random characters that don't mean nothing here. You don't get to spam the chat room. If I catch you spamming the chat room, you're going to get screwed. You're going to get banned. Hello? Hello?
It's the barber's going to call in.
Well, I guess he ain't either here. You know what I mean? Anyway, we're talking about all this sort of thing on voice of retards and wherever the tards may hold sway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was telling you that you might think it was a Jew conspiracy, but, during the last 2 days, I have not had a home phone, and the reason I've not had a home phone isn't because of Jews. Isn't because of Zog, it's because of squirrels. Squirrels went ahead and chewed the crap out of the insulation on the wires about 200 feet down the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least that's what the Granby telephone guy told me here. Pretty well, the day before yesterday, we had trouble. And I thought it was fat old Jane going ahead and holding the phone up. She has two lines here. And she likes calling Roxy on the house phone. And essentially, we didn't have any reception here, and I thought it was Jane screwing up the line. Well, no, it was squirrels going ahead and screwing it up. So we went ahead and called them up, and they went ahead, and they looked, and they looked, and they looked here, and they looked. First, they looked at our box here, and no line there. So then they looked at the telephone pole here, outside the telephone and power pole, and it didn't have any, it didn't have any, line or signal. So then they went to the bottom of it here, And then they, you know, finally figured out where it was, and they opened the thing up and found out it was squirrels that had gone ahead and chewed the crap out of the insulation to where essentially there was no reception.
Oh, man, those squirrels. Hey, I'll tell you what else. Some of those ants, I mean, squirrels and mice both. You're right, Martin.
Maybe they were Jew tree rats here, you know what I mean? They weren't actually squirrels, they were Jew tree rats. Think it's possible?
You know, hey, forget squirrels and insects and all these other natural Yahweh-made vermin. The worst kind of vermin are Satan's kids, who Yahweh said, you are not even of Yahweh God. Yahweh told the devils at least a cockroach has a right to be on the earth because Yahweh made a cockroach. He didn't make Satan and his kids.
Well, he made Satan. Satan sort of turned bad, though. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I'm sort of looking at the chat here, and you have the same thing here, you know, here with the Granby Cable Company. They went ahead and changed things, and they got it sort of screwed up, too, here. And, heck, you know, that's the joys of living essentially out in Hooterville here, or, in my case, Anglo Mestizoville or Wiggerville. So, anyway, they don't run things to the degree that they run it in, say, Nashville or Kansas City or even Springfield or Neosho. They run it as best they can. Okay?
Okay, I'll buy that.
All right.
But, I mean, basically, the further out from the big cities you are, the better. I agree with that. Like South Dakota, North Dakota would be a lot better even than where you're at.
Okay. Well, I agree with that here. Anyway, I've seen...
But hold on. Yeah, okay, so what were we talking about before Russ Walker...
No, pretty well, I was trying to go ahead and talk about how Voice of Retards essentially went ahead and censored me under Peerless Good Man. So I asked where the money was coming for Linder's White Freedom Party, and essentially the imputation was it would come from Trader Glenn Miller. And old Peerless Skank went ahead and... Well, he went ahead and banned me, censored me, and the VNNF thought it was funny here. Well, you know, pretty well that Linda is a Jew who has Jew ass days is pretty well being understood, you know, for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going ahead and looking at the chat here.
Well, basically, you called in to Joe Adams today, or you listened to the show?
I called in when I should have gone ahead and started the show. Essentially, Joe Adams, he has a show on at 7 o'clock my time. It lasts for a little bit over an hour, and then he went ahead and called in. Essentially, Joe Adams believes there's a political solution that somehow will save the white race by maybe voting for Mittens, even though he ain't no good. And I was trying to tell him, Ron Paul's not going to save the Whigger race. You know, Mittens is yapping right now. Every time I see old Mittens, Mittens has a sort of surprised, you know, guilty look, a furtive look here, like he just caught him masturbating or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
I'll tell you what, even if Ron Paul did get elected, he's already said he's not going to close down the borders, and he's already said he wants all these mongrel beaters to come over here. How the hell can Ron Paul save the white race, but he's already admitted that?
Okay, well, it's like Russ came back from the store. Hey, Ross, if you can hear us, go ahead and we'll go ahead and wrap this up in, you know, you want to go ahead and give Russ, you know, I'm going to go ahead and wait for Russ to tell us if he wants to call in or not.
If he wants to call in, I'll hang up. Yeah, I'll...
Okay, well, I'm not going to go ahead and hang you up until Russ goes ahead and says yes or no here. But, you know, pretty well, the second thing I want to go ahead and talk about is how all these little Zogfall fronts have been set up like Voice of Retards. Essentially, it looks like they have a little disturbance in the audience or something like that here. And old Mittens is looking beneficent here or something like that here. But, I mean, essentially what you have is that you have them set up to where they're not going to allow any disruption. This is not going to be like Chicago 1968. But you got to understand the Whiggers are not like these Democrat Jew boys in 1968 who would go ahead and cause trouble. You know what I mean? Right? So, oh boy. Okay. We end up having tards.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
late to chat room. I went ahead and muted guest number 20. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Look, hey, the people in the chat room were asking me, basically, how I can be friends with you because you're such a censor. I said, look, Martin only has one rule. Don't spam. If you break his rule, you're going to be out.
Well, see, what they are is that Urban Gender Bender is a Jew. What it does, it plays a little game of essentially, you know, Steve Elder. You censored me. You pot a few tards. You go ahead and do this here. Generally, the overall rule is you can go ahead and say, you know, pretty much what you want to do, but if you go ahead and are deliberately out to go ahead and cause me trouble or play a little game like Marty is a Chomo or Rabbi Martin, you know, Samuelson, you're not here to go ahead and have a debate. You're not here to have a debate or an argument. You're here essentially to go ahead and, you know, shit all over me here. Why should I put up with that crap? You can go ahead and have. If you have something to say, say it. You know what I mean? Go ahead and say it.
I mean, the name like Marty Chomo, that's spam. That's spamming.
Well, no, it's not spamming. I mean, it's cowardly. It's cowardly Jew chicken shit. That's not spamming here.
Well,
I mean, Jeremy Visser, when we had this 3-hour scream-a-thon here, what, last Saturday? All it was about was, you know, pretty much to where, pretty well all they wanted to do, you know, Urban Gender Bender wanted to scream. I mean, Urban Gender Bender's Genesis 3:15 got the better of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Okay, hold on. Now, Jeremy Visser has his own talk show. Does Urban Gender Bender have his own show?
No, Urban Gender Bender doesn't have his own talk show. It could probably have one if it wanted to. It's able to go ahead and use Skype to call in. It didn't worry about...
Okay, so he called in a Jeremy Visser show. Is that what he did?
No, what happens is that, you know, here we are last Saturday. I'm sort of listening offhand to the Gangsta Bolshevik show here, but it's not, no, I'm sorry, News Guy show. The Gangsta Bolshevik with Jacob Israel from Winnipeg, he isn't going to go ahead and be on the show because essentially it's his girlfriend's birthday. You know what I mean? And I went ahead and accused old Jacob of being pussy whipped. I said it's better than being WP without pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And essentially, fine. I mean, if you have work or you have to go ahead and do something, just simply not have a show. But you need to go ahead and usually set a time to when this thing's going to go ahead and be here. And pretty well here I am listening to the news kike. You know, he's a Jew, pretending, from New York, pretending to live in Iceland, be an Aryan, whatever. I'm sort of listening to it offhand, and here comes Jeremy Visser, here comes Urban Gender Bender, and essentially they challenged me to a smackdown. So I said, okay, so I go ahead and go on, and we scream at each other for about, till about 2:30 in the morning my time. And, hey, no big deal. I mean, you know, pretty well Urban Gender Bender just simply let his hatred get the better of it. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. So, I mean, folks, I don't worry or I don't panic about this stupid crap that's going on in the movement because, well, there's always stupid crap in this movement of ours. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. No need to worry about it. Let's see, I'm going here and looking at the chat here. In any case, folks, the reason that I've not gone ahead and unmuted any guests here is that essentially you end up having ass clowns causing trouble here, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay, what happens is that Obi was guest number 26, and Obi got tired here. What happens is that Jeremy Visser, you know, he was saying, well, you didn't run me out, Chris Sandan. The answer is, well, no, Jeremy. I mean, essentially, you ran yourself out of Chris Sandan with help from your Catholic mother-in-law, who essentially doesn't like her youngest daughter being attached to a Mamzer Melungeon criminal pretend to be a hate machine. You know what I mean? She wants to go ahead and have them little pisser possums grow up to be little Catholics. And that would be where they would be better off because they are Mamzers. I mean, the Roman Catholic Church loves Mamzers. It's Mamzer friendly. You know, not pretend to be Christian identity because, you know, look, there's not going to be, you know, I mean, Jeremy, as a part Jew, Mamzer, Melungeon, wants its seed line to go ahead and pollute what little remains of Yahweh's servant nation here. So it runs around and shows that, you know, hey, I got some blonde Anglo mestizos. But no, Jeremy's still a Mamzer. He went ahead and, essentially, in order to have the stock in charge, showed his brother. Went ahead and, you know, signed on as Cherokee Visser over in Stumbleton. Went ahead and pretended to be the Unabomber and then blamed me for saying the FBI was after it. You have all this sort of crap going on. You know what I mean? And there's no shortage of it here. Well, it looks like you have, okay, you don't have old, anyway, you have old Liar Bill. Liar Bill is running around getting back on Stormfront. Because they don't have any place else to do here. You know what I mean?
Really?
Well, it's gotten back on Stormfront. Oh, but Gender Bender booted his ass here.
Hey, listen, who runs Stormfront now? Who runs?
Oh, Don Black does. He goes ahead and he threatens to take it down. Ever so often, Apricity Forum, run by a Jew named Lokai. It went ahead and it went down because it said it didn't have enough people giving money. He had about half the people being friends of Apricity. He was going ahead and giving what? Sort of like Stormfront, $5. Folks, this my forum is hosted on Crisis Host, and it costs $55 a month. As far as Voice of Retards is concerned, why, I end up having, probably around 6 or 7 gigabytes. I can go ahead and pay for, I can have up to 150 gigabytes. I only got 6 gigabytes used now. So what is it with Voice of Retards? Someone went ahead and claimed that Mikey Kikey Jukes Calcat Connor had been answering his emails, went ahead and had an interview with April Gady, didn't put it up. So essentially, Voice of Retards has been ailing for whatever reason for the last, month or so. What happens? They got rid of Carolyn Yeager. So now you end up having Countercurrents go ahead and picking some of its supporters, like Robert Stark, a half Jew, to go ahead and go on Voice of Retards. And that's been going on for about the last week or so. I wasn't quite sure what to talk about. I was going to talk about Mittens, but then I went ahead and found out today it's over on Lender's Forum. Ward Kendall went ahead with Sock Puppet, essentially went ahead and talked about how it was, the faggots against, old Carolyn Yeager. Well, Carolyn Yeager is a pro-kite cunt here. She used to run around Finkelshimi. She's still hosted by Finkelshimi. Essentially, what she does is that she censors too, just like Voice of Retards. I don't miss Voice of Retards. It was just filled with a bunch of characters who want to go ahead and play a little game. Let's pretend to be white nationalists. Let's go ahead and whine about white civil rights. Let's go ahead and have Paul Fromm whine like a pussy about censorship when he's going ahead and supporting Finkelshimi and Brian Rio taking down my webpage in Canada. I mean, it was just filled with liars and hypocrites. That's all it was. So what's going on? I don't miss Voice of Retards. What happens is that now you end up having Carolyn Yeager, and she is being pretty well squeezed into her own little ghetto. Yeah, I see it time after time after time. You end up having these Jew boys go ahead and get a little bit of power, and they will go ahead and they can't use it right, and they censor people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, listen, who do you think guest number 20 is?
I have no idea. What happens is probably a Nimtard.
Yeah. 20, all these people are
they're Nimtards. They're Nimtards. Okay. Well, guest number 19 you got in here. I am keeping an eye on the chat room, okay? So, anyway, let me see here. Russ, if you want to go ahead and get in here, how long have we been talking here? I'm talking about 26 minutes here.
If Russ wants to call in, tell him to go ahead.
Okay, well, do you want to go ahead and get off so I can go ahead and save the chat room? And pretty well. We'll take about a 3-minute break, okay?
Yeah, hey, they're going to call back in 5 minutes. I'll call back in.
All righty. Okay. Anyway, by the way, you know, Open Gender Bender, yes, it would be a shout fest. I went ahead and said it would be a shout fest. Essentially, well, you know, pretty well I said is that we wouldn't be able to make heads or tails of it unless you went ahead, you know, only one of us got to speak at one time. Open Gender Bender didn't want it. It was just our Justice 315 shout fest. Anyway, hold on. All right, folks, we're going to take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back. I'll save the chat. Folks, hail victory.
Federal aid, federal aid, we hear it all the time. But it's not really federal aid, cause the money is yours and mine. The money is yours and mine. I read in the papers in real big print about a sugar-coated speech made by our president. With federal aid, he thinks he'll win our trust. But federal aid, hell, the money belongs to us. He puts taxes on this, taxes on that, just any kind of tax to keep the government fat. He says he's going to give us federal aid or bust. But federal aid, hell, the money belongs to us. Federal aid, federal aid, we hear it all the time. But it's not really federal aid, cause the money is yours and mine. The money is yours and mine. He started a new program, the anti-poverty school. I think it's a good idea, nobody wants to be a fool. Now he says he's running short of funds, and that ain't no joke. But it ain't the government that's hurting, it's us that's going broke. Now if we could just keep most of the money we've made, there wouldn't be much reason to have federal aid. Now I believe in helping the poor, I think it's a must. But it's not federal aid, hell, the money belongs to us. Federal aid, federal aid, we hear it all the time. But it's not really federal aid, cause the money is yours and mine. The money is yours and mine. Now why should the president take all the credit when the money we donate is what makes up his debit? Each time a disaster strikes our great land, federal aid takes the credit for lending a hand. Now, I'd like to think that my dollar helped out, and so would everyone else, without any doubt. Cause it's really our money we place in their trust. So federal aid, hell, the money belongs to us. Federal aid, federal aid, we hear it all the time. But it's not really federal aid, cause the money is yours and mine. 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 The money is yours and mine.
Hello, Russ.
Hey.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to hold the phone a certain way. So it's been a while since I talked to you. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, I'm sort of looking at the Talmud vision with old Mittens Romney going ahead and lying. I was talking to this Joe Adams, who runs a different internet radio show, The White Voice, and pretty well I was pointing out that this sort of thing occurs all the time. In the Reform Party, it occurred to where essentially they made up a whole bunch of rules. They went ahead and abused it to where actual delegates who were elected by people back in their, you know, states were essentially booted out. We're gone ahead and illegally voted out by a random mob. And essentially you have that with the Republican Party as well, to where they think they can pull this crap and they can go ahead and be strong, but when it comes down to it, you don't have a number of statewide parties, you're not going to have much of a political party either. You know what I mean?
The whole thing's bullshit.
Well, it, you know, that's my size, but yeah.
Romney, okay. Throwing the election away. all Romney had to do is say, look, Obama, I'll give you 10 years of tax returns if you allow all investigation into your college loans and the birth certificate and the whole kit and caboodle, and Obama would have backed down, and that would have been the end of the story. But, look, we're getting 4 more years of Obama. If not,
no, we're not going to get 4 years of old Bongo. I don't think we may even get 1 year old Bongo. I mean, you may end up, you know, I think somebody went ahead and talked about the October surprise. I think what happens is going to be a financial collapse, and when it occurs, it won't be a surprise. You know what I mean? Right?
I mean, I am so sick of what's going on in this country. I've never been so pessimistic in my entire life. And it's the young people in particular who are going to be hammered badly. My heart goes out to them. There's nothing I can do about it. And it's just the way it is.
Well, there is nothing you can go ahead and do about it. I mean, are you really surprised? Are you really surprised at... I mean, I'm not surprised at seeing this sort of thing. I've seen it happen at libertarian. You know, usually what happens whenever you have a bunch of libertarians with a meeting, you know, it's like my friend, one of my friends went and said, he used to join the libertarians way back in the 70s. He found out that essentially when libertarians get together and talk about freedom and justice and all this sort of thing, essentially what they do is they pass a whole bunch of rules so that somebody else can't go ahead and, you know, pretty well take over their little private party. And same with the Reform Party. And you had the same thing with old Mittens going ahead and denying the main delegation because they voted for Ron Paul. Do you know that? That was a crime.
Yes, that's very true.
They voted for Ron Paul. And so, hey, let's have from the main delegation. I'm a Republican from the main delegation, pledged to Ron Paul. You know, I was voted at the county level here, the county precinct level. You think I'm not going to go ahead and go home and tell all my friends and family not to vote, you know, just to stay home for Election Day or just vote?
The whole thing's corrupt.
Yeah.
The whole thing, you know, let's not even waste our time on that thing. Anyways.
Okay, so what did you want to talk about?
Nothing much. I mean, this whole thing's a charade. You know, let's talk about this hurricane, Louisiana.
Okay.
I've lived in Louisiana a number of times in life, and it's an evil, evil place. And the New Orleans there in particular is permeated with Roman Catholicism. They've got voodoo, every form of mixed race mongrelization you can imagine. They eat every unclean food on the face of the earth. Everything about it is sinful and corrupt. Let Yahweh come in and destroy the place time after time for all I care. The state of Louisiana put this Indian jindal in there in violation of Deuteronomy 17:15. I've got no sympathy for people in Louisiana. My son was born down there. I've lived there several times.
Well, pretty much, did you get that email from Wolf Androsperm about how essentially all the male niggers went ahead and left the female and baby nigglets to fend for themselves here? But this poor old nigger woman here who is besieged by alligators outside her house here, and she's scared to go out until somebody from Swamp People goes ahead and traps, you know, them alligators here. And about how, you know, there's this lesbian nigger named Kizzy here. You know, what I call here? Hurricane Izzy puts Lizzie Kizzy in a tizzy. Did you get that email?
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, what happens is that, I mean, heck, this was the first hurricane named after a Jew. I mean, generally, maybe they should have gone ahead and they should have named the hurricane after a nigger. You know what I mean? Now, if it was named Hurricane Shaniqua or something like that, huh?
Who cares? Let the whole damn place run in the ocean for all I care. But I can't wait. I agree with you about Yahweh having to cleanse the earth. Let it happen. That's all. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Well, I still think it would be better if Hurricane, you know, I mean, Hurricane Shaniqua would probably just go ahead and hit racist places like your area, like, you know, I mean, it wouldn't go ahead hit, you know, it wouldn't go ahead and drown out the niggers in Haiti and, you know, New Orleans and Louisiana. It'd go ahead and hit racist cracker states here, like North Carolina and South Carolina and, you know, Massachusetts and places like that here. And if it was named after a male nigger, why, heck, that hurricane just be shiftless. It wouldn't amount to anything. You know what I mean?
Doesn't Doesn't matter. Like,
you know? Well, I don't know.
I'm going to hang up.
Okay, well, I'll let you go here. But, you know, you might go ahead and think of that, hey, we really need to name, you know, more hurricanes after niggers here. I mean, this few hurricane wasn't very good to niggers. I bet just went in and drowned a whole bunch of niggers and didn't even peel the paint off a pawn shop. You know what I mean?
That's funny what you said. You
well,
know.
I mean, heck, it was a Jew. It was the first hurricane named after a Jew here. You know, although Isaac really wasn't a Jew, but essentially, yeah, it had a Jew name here, was deemed to be a Jew name, and I bet it didn't even peel the paint off any pawn shops. You know what I mean? It just went ahead and drowned them poor niggers out here, and the nigger bucks went ahead and left the, you know, the mammies and the nigglets to their own devices here, and, you know, here they are besieged by alligators here. You know, alligators trying to eat niggers here in revenge of niggers eating alligators.
Let me hang up.
All right, I'll let you hang up here. Folks, we will have it, you know, at least a 2-minute break here, and we will be back. Hail victory, folks. Traveling is a dude I come be on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. Obi met a strange lady, she made it nervous. She shook Obi in and gave it breakfast. And she said, Obi comes from a land down under. Boy, she blow and poop just wonder. Can't hear the blunder. You better run to a man giant, take cover. Fucking come from man in Brazil. Yeah, 6'4", it's man muscle. Bobby says, do you speak of my language? He just smiled and gave the Obi an Oreo sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down low under. Where sheep grow and folks do wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run to Mangina to cover. Lying like a dork in Bombay. Real slack jaw, nothing much to say. Obi says to the man, are you trying to tempt me? Because I come from land of plenty. And he said, oh, Obi comes from land down under. Come. My feet blow and poof this wonder. Get to hear the blunder. You better watch your man trying to take cover. Obi comes from land down under. We see squall and produce wonder. Can't hear the blunder. You better run to Mangina to cover. Obi comes from land down under. We see squall and produce wonder. Can't hear the blunder. You better run to Mangina to cover. Obi comes from a land down under. Where sheep grow and poof do wonder. Can't hear the blunder. You better run to Mangina to take cover. Down under. Where sheep grow and poof do wonder. Okay, folks, we are back here. I got a laugh here that Obagender Bender and the Pisser Possum have managed to all work things out with the Nimtards for going ahead and spam guesting here. Don't really matter. You know, folks, I've gone ahead and seen it quite a few times to where you have a whole bunch of Nimtards. They go ahead, and none of these Nimtards seem to have enough sense to realize that what you ought to do is, you know, somehow they figure out a way, these Nimtards. And you had Necro Butcher here, a known spammer. I think he was a John Doe spammer. Essentially, what happens is that they're not really able to go ahead and spam like they used to spam. So what they do is they go ahead and get in a whole bunch of guests here. And they can't go ahead and just take one guest down because then it'll collapse the entire thing. Now, I've seen them do that over on the Newskike show. And does it really matter? And the answer is hell no, it don't. Okay? So, alrighty here. Any case here, you have old Obi. Well, I go ahead and I look at Breaking Bad 2 here. I'm not able to go ahead and record on DVD, but I am able to record on a VCR using the old tube television here. So, season 5 was supposed to be the last episode. So what they did is that they halved it here. So essentially, they're going to go ahead and call season 6 here the end of season 5. So, anyway, for those of you who went ahead and looked at it, essentially it looks like old Walt has gone from being a nice chemistry teacher to a cold-blooded killer, okay? But folks, you have other television shit you can go ahead and watch. I mean, my renters are watching Sons of Anarchy, seasons 1, 2, and 3, from the Newton County Library. They're able to go ahead and look it in here. And I don't know, I went ahead and read the thing. It was about Jews. It was about Jews going ahead and fighting actual racist motorcycle clubs or something like that here. So, anyway, well, no more spoilers. No more spoilers. Okay? Anyway, you had old Linder. By the way, old Banjo Billy. Banjo Billy went ahead and posted yesterday on StumbleIn that Alex Linder is a Jew. Now, he didn't go ahead and base it on the fact, that Linder has Crohn's disease and is bleeding out. Linder's, bunghole. I wonder what kind of shape old Obagender Bender's bunghole is in here. And these melungeons like Brian Wright, I mean, it'll just please me no end that maybe Visser has gone ahead and left. Little Pisser Possum has left in order to go ahead and find itself a colostomy bag. Yeah, that would be hilarious. Okay, so, no spoilers. I'm trying to go ahead because I have, I'm a landlord. Now here, let me see. Yeah, it's about Sons of Anarchy, but a bunch of Jew boys wanting to be badass Nazis and fighting the Nazis. I never seen Sons of Anarchy. Essentially, it was about, I don't know, he didn't look like a Jew. He looked like a Whigger, but then again, you have a bunch of Jews who look like Whiggers, okay? So, where am I at here? Folks, I have to go ahead and type in a bunch of stuff here in order to go ahead and keep up with stuff here. Now I'm down to guest 16, guest 19, guest 26. And folks, if you want to go ahead and blame anybody, blame Wire Bill. Go ahead and blame a number of these tards who went in and spammed the chat room here. I want to go ahead and maybe save the chat since I have a chance to go ahead and save the chat, okay? Let's see here. Yes, I'm renting out, one of my, houses here. Okay? It's the one me and Roxy bought this March here. It's going ahead and getting us, it's doing okay by us. You know what I mean? So anyway, where was I? Voice of retards. voice of retards essentially seems to have gone ahead and been gone, but folks, people just now notice that it's gone. Okay? No silver on that there, the rest of it here, you know what I mean? We will take the room. Well, I can moral preen with the best of them, I guess, here. Okay? So where am I at? I wonder what happened to old Logan here. Okay. We will take a room. Okay, well, I'm listening to old, I'm not listening to Mittens here. Mittens is talking platitudes about what he's going to do for the rest here. Folks, he's going to do to America what he did to America during the days of Bain Capital. He's going to go ahead and loot it on behalf of the Jews, on behalf of the thieves and the rest of, you know, the rest of them. I'm going ahead and reading this book about short orders, about Goldman Sachs, about J.P. Morgan, essentially looting the pension funds of teachers, pubic school teachers, and pigs. Should I give a crap that you boys are looting the pension funds of pigs and public school teachers working at the Wigger factory? Let's understand something. This bowel movement of ours is nothing more than a tard corral. It's nothing more than a bunch of idiots being idiots. That's all it is about. That's all it is about. It's not about actually accomplishing anything. Okay? So, this is why. Anyway, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. I actually used to know David Lane through his wife here. You know what I mean? I'm looking at this sort of thing. Joe Adams thinks you're a nut, Marty. Okay, I'm looking at this thing here. El Stinko, let me see. Okay, I'm looking at the chat here. Okay. Yeah, well, they end up signing off at the same time here. Let's see here. When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Call out for Super Ficken. But if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was fucked up when you took it. He will take your super soaker, shows a bad guy for a lot, and he will bring them in alive and kick it. There is one thing you should learn, you'll never go on else who can. Call out for Super Ficken. Call out for Super Ficken. Okay, folks, Ed Roxy, she's going ahead and asking me if I'll loan somebody some $20 or something like that, and we'll see. All right, folks, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm not sure if I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead. I haven't really stopped the show here. I really need to go ahead and not worry too much about the, worry too much about the chat. I went ahead and looked at it here. Okay, pretty well, I'm looking at the balloons coming down. An old Mittens, he went ahead and gave one, I don't know if he gave a wonderful speech or not here, but you have the balloons, go ahead, Romney Ryan, and folks, pretty well what he's done, what Romney has done here, him and his little Jew crew, have pretty well set it up to where, folks, nobody really gives a crap about Mittens winning here. If you believe that Mittens is going to be the salvation of the white race, you really are retarded. The reason this bitch, Claire McCaskill, got in is because, folks, by 2006, this war in Iraq was not going well. It was going badly. And people decided to vote for Claire McCaskill and turf out Jim Talent, boot his worthless, slant-eyed gook ass out here. He looked like a gook to me. He was a worthless piece of shit, establishment Republican, and they turfed his ass out. They really went ahead and got rid of him. They didn't really care what he had to go ahead and say or do here. And so, what happens is that all I see is a bunch of, essentially determined to go ahead and present that we're unified, that we're that here, while at the same time, they're going ahead and destroying the state party's ability to go ahead and actually get something done once it's been agreed to. folks, if you don't have a, well, I'm seeing all these characters. I'm seeing all these characters going ahead and pretty well. Okay, Christopher Borger Martin, Sioux United Continental Airlines. I don't know. I'll go ahead and look at that here in a minute. Let's see here. Let me go ahead and see if I got this thing running right. Okay, I don't have it running right. Okay, now all these people are going ahead and disappearing. So we can go ahead and figure out who is the real. All right, I'm not quite sure. Is this Christopher Bridgman, Martin Borger? Are these people important by any chance here? Frank and Wigger? Okay. Well, it looks like 29 is left in chat here. Okay, well, guess number 69 figured that was legit because, well, it wasn't part of a herd of 20. All right? So, folks, we've gotten down to the actual people who want to go ahead and listen. All right, folks. What you see, I think, is that I don't think you're going to see much of a boost for Mittens. You're going to go ahead, essentially, this crap that Mittens' little Jew crew lawyers did in going ahead and censoring people, it's not going to amount to anything because you need these people to go ahead and win the election. And if you don't go ahead and win the election, the little rules you went ahead and made, well, they don't mean nothing at all. At all. These rules don't mean nothing if you don't win. In order to win, you're going to have to go ahead and have the actual Republicans go home and want to vote for you. And you're not going to have that, Mittens. Because essentially what you're doing is you're screwing them over at the convention. That's what I was trying to tell old Doc Keller. I said, folks, even if we did agree in the no exceptions abortion plank, even if we did agree, if your enemy goes ahead and screws you over, what you do is that when you come to power, you screw him over. You don't put up with this crap. If he screws you, you screw him back. That's the only way to go ahead and get things done. Well, it looks like Logan. Let's see if Logan's left the chat or not here. Okay. So where am I at here? Well, it says he did leave the chat. Okay, folks, it doesn't really... Well, you end up having a whole bunch of characters go ahead and show up. So, anyway, I'm not going to go ahead and unmute them here if they just showed up all of a sudden here in a, you know, in a swarm. You know what I mean? So, number 70 to, 75, you're out of luck here. Okay? So, where was I? Mittens ain't going to go ahead and make it. Mittens ain't going to go ahead and get anywhere at all here. Well, I think Logan decided to go ahead and spend the night here. And, you know, go ahead and go to bed. He'll probably get up tomorrow, and he'll be able to go ahead and get whatever he needs to get done. Okay? Let's see here. Since we've pretty well got to where there's not going to be any more guests here, you have a little Mittens, and this is pretty well the end, except, you know, the balloons went down here. Looks like Mittens has a few little beaners among his family. Maybe they're Lamanites. Maybe they're little Lamanites. Old, you know, Ryan's nose looks a little long here. He might be part Jew boy, too, here. Or maybe he just got, you know, part telegony here. Got some, you know, Kuntang Stanky on his, you know, his hang down here. You know, you have all these balloons going ahead and falling down here. And everything's supposed to be wonderful. But folks, when it's choreographed like that, it don't mean shit. Don't mean nothing at all. It's just a fraud. That's all it is. Now you go ahead and look at some sort of blonde skanks here, and they're probably little Mittens' daughters here, and grandchildren and all that here. I mean, they look like the young little Wiggers. But folks, Mittens You know, his entire time was spent as a vulture capitalist, doing the work of the Jews, going ahead and putting white people and putting other people out of work, going ahead and destroying the industrial capacity of small to mid-sized cities. Folks, we've had in the last decade, 40% loss of assets, and they're going ahead and claim it's mainly because of the family house. Well, folks, the family house never was really a, quote, asset. It was a depreciating asset if it was an asset, because you have to go ahead and pay property taxes. Actually, you don't really own your house. You don't own anything. The government claims it owns it. In order to go ahead and educate your children to be self-loathing wiggers, who they want to go ahead and marry niggers and Jews and the rest here. This entire civilization is falling apart. It's falling apart because there's fewer and fewer and fewer whites. Fewer and fewer white children to leave it to, and the ones who we leave it to are just simply out-of-paid wiggers. I was listening to Craig Cobb, or Corn Cobb, talk last night over on, last week. And essentially he was talking about, you know, essentially Corn Cobb, I think, is about 4 or 5 years older than I am. He's a little bit earlier than the baby boom. I was born on December 25th, 1957, which was toward the beginning of the tail end of the baby boom. Corn Cobb was born a little bit earlier, a couple of years earlier. And essentially he's talking about these kids who are 20 to 30 years old who are so screwed up they don't know whether they're coming or going. And what he's talking about is going to North Dakota and making a bunch of money so that you can go ahead and go to the Northwest and Kalispell or whatever, like Corn Cob, and live okay with April Gady. Now, April Gady is an evil old skank. But folks, you can go ahead and do that for a short time. But when the entire Zogland is falling apart, do you think North Dakota is going to want to go ahead and send oil to, say, California or Texas or whatever, where there's just nothing but beaners? Folks, if you're going to go ahead and talk about, you know, here's from Mitt Romney. He's talking about essentially keeping the war, you know, the warfare state going to save Israel. You know what I mean? Okay? Well, yes, they're going ahead and showing up in chats here. You know what I mean? Well, what happens is that 19, how come you're able, you know, you're still here, guest 19. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think Corn Cob was born 4 or 5 years before I was. Well, Corn Cob actually sounds sort of rational. He really did. Well, they're looking through a debt cop. $8 billion since the clock started, you know, 3 days ago or so. 4 days, whatever it was. So, folks, did the Republicans have the same thing to do with that? Folks, the Republicans do control the House. Now, I don't think they're going to control the Senate. I think they're going to lose to a nigger who at least knows what he's about. I think he's going to lose to a nigger who at least knows who he is, okay? Who wants to go ahead and hide who he is, but who knows who he is. Folks, what happens if you are really, you know, Mittens is pretty well screwed everything from day one here. Folks, Mittens, you know, like I told Joe Adams, Mittens was essentially came in, what, second here in Missouri? Oh, that Santorum came in first in Missouri. And what happens is Mittens' little establishment Republican cocksuckers went ahead and called the police. And between them and Ron Paul, they went ahead and stole Rick Santorum's delegates that were supposed to be his. They couldn't even keep their agreement here. Folks, is anybody going to go ahead and respect what is brought about by thievery? I mean, I got to laugh here. Jews sort of think that because they've stolen everything is that white people need to go ahead and respect the fact that they stole it fair and square.
Quigger sort of think the same stupid thing. Hmm? Okay, here. All right, I'll go ahead and unmute you, guest number 19, although you've been an ass clown. Okay? Well, I'll go ahead and unmute guest number 70. I'll keep an eye on guest number 70, though. All right. You know, even though you've been an ass clown, guest 19, all right. Okay, so where was I at here? Okay, yes. We have Nimtard. We have Nimtardation. We have Nimtardation. Okay. Okay, well, you behave yourself, guest 70. I'm keeping an eye on you. So, where was I? Okay. Alrighty. Well, hey, Jakob Israel, I'll go ahead and welcome you here in a little bit here. Anyway, the convention, the Republican convention, is pretty well over. It's over and done with, except for the whining and the analyzing and all this other stupid crap. And essentially what they did is just like any establishment, they did whatever the hell they wanted to do. Okay? Now, let's see. Folks, I think that as a result of what they pulled, with Todd Akin, with a number of places here, I think that essentially white people will figure out why in the world should I support a Republican Party that's pretty well told me during the convention that I, as a white person, are really no longer welcome but expected to go ahead and support the Republican Party while it goes ahead and is sucking up to Beaners as my replacements. Folks, is there any doubting that essentially the Republican Party wants to go ahead and use taping dildos to the outside of people's logic? Is that what that link was about here? You know what I mean? Okay. Let's see here. Well, yeah, I got to go ahead and thank Corn Cob. I mean, folks, even though Corn Cob's a creatard, if I was enjoying his hospitality and I was Chris Sandini, I'd keep my mouth shut. If Corn Cob's going to go ahead, I'm making $20 an hour. Corn Cob wants, in order to have a Walmart cot underneath a tin shed, and wants to go ahead and charge me $143 a month rent for cot space. And every so often, once a week, wants me to fly the Corn Cob flag of a, National Alliance thing. No problem. Corn Cob can go ahead and give you some actual relief here. Folks, I think Corn Cob's sort of goofy in many ways, but Corn Cob in many cases, actually, from what I gather, he showed up 2 years ago, walked from Kalispell, well, less than 2 years ago, walked from wherever he was, in Wyoming or whatever, went ahead and hitched a ride to North Dakota with a backpack, in what, spring of 2011? And already he's gone ahead and bought a house and a metal building and a few lots in Williston. Folks, that's not a bad thing at all. Folks, this is actually showing some actual ability. Not just going ahead and kicking back and collecting Zog Bucks from Kurt Glenn Miller like the G-Lender does. I mean, this is actual ability. I'll go ahead and give Corn Cob credit for having some ability. Okay? So, let me see. Let's see how long I've gone ahead and talked here. All right, here. Let's see here. Free will censorship here. Lamb's lots of Zogbots have gone ahead. Oh, shoot, they're back. Okay, we have Tards. Okay, we're under bot attack here. Alrighty. Well, hey, guest number 26, no problem. You're certainly around, Obi. Obi. Oh, by the way, Anchor's activists went ahead and put a link to the top where it says Pastor Lynn said fights with Jeremy Visser and Obi Genderbender. Obi, that's your name here, Obi Genderbender. That's how you know him. And you form a 2.5 Mamsie, you still know it's 2.5 Mamsie, you know you're down a Mamsie and a half here. Why did you go ahead and boot poor old Mumps Nut? Poor old Mumps Nut is running around, he's posting comments on Anchorage Activist's blog, as if he has some claim over something or another. It's sort of funny. Obi, you need to really go ahead and pretend, I guess, here. Okay? Anyway, I'm going ahead and sort of kick back for the last of the convention here. And folks, I don't see Mittens doing anything other than losing it here. It looks like about half the convention cards have left. That's why half the convention cards have left. There's nobody on the stage. Essentially, there are a few pieces of paper flying around in the air. No balloons left. Essentially, they've left the litter on the floor. And that's that. There's nothing left to do. Nothing left to do. Folks, it's not like a convention like in 1968 where you had niggers and Jew boys rioting and causing trouble. Essentially, you go ahead and you look and you see, you know, this fat old bitch Candy Crowley here going ahead, and it looks like most of these seats with their little computer monitors is gone, abandoned. They're all going to go ahead and go out to campaign and wait for the Democrat convention in what, Charlotte, I believe? Charlotte, North Carolina? Because Obongo, could use North Carolina. I think Obongo's going to go ahead and win. Party's going to win here because that the Republican Party establishment don't know how to behave, don't know how to go ahead and get anything done. Folks, we have just idiocy running wild. That's all it is. Nothing left here. So, since I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and this time it's going to be actually, 6 or 7 minutes, and we will be back. It's going to be a little bit longer here. Of a break here because I really didn't have much of a chance here. I was hoping Russ would go ahead and give me a little more time than what Russ did here. He did go ahead and see that email that Wolf Androsperm sent about how the poor niggers are dying. They're not doing too good. They're just wet niggers here, and they have to worry about alligators and stuff like that here. Poor niggers. Poor niggers have to worry about alligators. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take at least about a 5-minute break. And we will be back in a bit. Hail victory, folks. Down upon your golden midnight.
Okay, folks, we're back, and I went ahead and muted Tom Brown, a.k.a. Jacob Israel, who's from Winnipeg. And
yes, I'm from Soviet Kazakhstan.
Okay.
I'm Jacob Israel, I'm from Soviet Kazakhstan.
Okay, I thought you were going to be working for a while during the next couple of days. You going to have a show tomorrow?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow until Tuesday. And $17 an hour, so it basically is a lot of time you get paid to just sit around and chat with other people working in a hospital. So,
okay, are you working at a hospital or a nursing home or what?
No, a hospital. Nursing homes suck. Compared to a hospital, you're lucky if you get in a hospital, and I think that my white man privilege seriously got me into the hospital because there's literally such a shortage of white workers in this field of healthcare that when you get a white person coming along, like, that's like the minority, you know? Like, you basically have affirmative action working in your favor almost, you know? It's like, holy fuck, a white man, someone that, like, the old white people that they're taking care of are going to understand, you know? Like, got dementia and you got some chink, like, fucking...
Well, they're calling you a Jew, although I guess you're the...
I don't give a fuck what they call me, you know? Maybe if I'm a Jew, I'm a true Jew as in...
Winnipeg. How's that?
If I'm a Jew, I'm the true Jew of the Book of Revelation, you know, where Jesus pronounces the true Jew, the fucking Israelites, and, fucking false Jews. So whatever, yeah, you call me a Jew, motherfucker. I'm fucking serious, man. I'm an internet fucking legend. I've gotten who have I gotten? That fucking tard, Nimtard, the American Nazi Party, what's his name? Bowles, yeah, John Taylor Bowles. Him I fucking trolled before where he gave this supposed to be uplifting speech where it was like he was writing for running president and he was like, if I get just one vote, that's a victory for me. And I was like, you know what? I was like, if one vote is your fucking, that's a victory, that's the exact fucking reason why there's a problem, you know, with this fucking movement turd. If you got tards that come along and they're like, hey, I'm going to run for president, and if I get one vote, I fucking made a difference. Because you never had a plan to begin with, you know? So it's just, I don't know, there's no hope right now for the movement, you know. There's just no hope because it's all a bunch of white nationalist tards who are fighting with each other about, like, are the Italians white? Do we include the Mediterraneans? You know, Spanish, fucking shit like that. Are they white? You know, there's too many people. You know, shit like the Albanians. But even then, I think, like, pure Albanian, they're white as fuck, too. It's just they've been, you always see people that are Albanian, but they're fucking mixed with, you know, some fucking gypsy Roma. They're like Roma Albanian, you know, but I've seen Albanian where they're like pure white. So it's probably a lot of mountain nigger mixing from Russia or something, you know, the ghost slabs, they all mix together. But I don't know, it's weird because there's thing you have the Germans who are dark as fuck. Like my grandpa, he was part German and Belgium, half German. He was like, you know, he's got, pretty dark skin. My friend, he's, his dad's German, and he's, like, dark, too, you know, like, he tans really good. Where me, I'm fucking one of those, like, white motherfuckers, pasty, and I just burn red, you know? So,
So you got a lot of hybrid nigger in you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm white as fuck, you know? Like, just, you know, I'm fucking white. I don't tan. I like to keep my skin white. I hate fucking tanning. I think it's, I don't know, it's just an abomination. It's so bad for you. Plus, it's just fucking wiggered. I'm trying to be black, you know? I can understand people that get tan because they're like construction workers and shit and they just can't work with their shirt on, you know? So it's like, yeah, whatever, they get tanned because they're working on a hot roof and, this is part of the job. But, fucking just these wiggers that go to tanning booths, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's I don't know. I think that's a disgrace. I think if you're like a hillbilly redneck, man, you should be proud, because that is like the true white race. Kind of, you know, like just fucking people that are all like Swedish background, English, from the old days, you know, they had slaves and fucking, they stayed true. And, yeah, that's like, you know, the generation that it is, that stayed like that. And, that's the only hope, is to get like the middle class basically on your side. And it's so funny, you see people like John DeNuzzi trying to appeal to them, but he just fails so bad, you know, because it just, dude, you come off like a nutcase, you know, you're fucking begging for cash, you know, like, you're guilting the people in the cash. Like, he was just, like, on his blog, he was like, well, first of all, he posted that thread, on his blog, he posted on his blog that the Fora, the real Fora, our Fora, the Fora.co, that was, he said that, you know, there's this thread, and I don't know who it is. It's John D with just a D apostrophe, you know, like a period. Yeah, D period, short for D, and then Nugent, and his picture. And, you know, you can't see someone for your picture when you put it on the net, you know, like it's your, you're basically putting it on yourself, you know, hanging yourself. So, you can't, copyright your image really, and the way we're using it, we're not using it for cash gain, you know, it's just basically like, you know, people making, one of those memes for like Obama that says like, "Duh, I'm a stupid nigger who loves fried chicken." You know, it's a picture of him, holding a piece of fried chicken, you know, and it's like we put it on the internet. You can't sue over that, you know, it's like, it's whatever, it comes off as satire, humor. The Jews always get away with that shit, man. They can do whatever they want with humor. You know, they decide what's funny and what's racist, you know, and what's, you know, that's like the thing is, some of John DeNugent's, some of his theology is like, okay, as in like, I think like you're never going to have a true white nationalist state until you can have black nationalists and shit, and where you just agree to fucking just stay away from each other, but maybe you have to trade with each other. You know, like, to survive, and it just makes sense to trade. And it's like, okay, you have your black nationalist state, we'll have a white nationalist state, we'll send our representatives with yours, and they'll just fucking be like, okay, we'll trade you this for that. And you stay in your area, we stay in ours. That's what nationalism is all about, having borders, set borders.
Yeah. The thing about it is that goes ahead and presupposes, oh, essentially, the niggers going ahead and agreeing that essentially, you know, that all the niggers stay in their own area.
Yeah.
And all the whites stay in their own, that, you know, the whites go ahead
and
have
the wiggers. Yeah, you can't have the wiggers. They
have
the blacks.
You have this movement. You have all these wiggers who believe stupid shit that is not, you know, is not going to go ahead. You know, I was talking to Joe Adams. He's a nice enough guy. He's a nice young guy, but he has a whole bunch of beliefs that once you have been in the movement for a while, you no longer believe yourself here. Like the Republicans are out to save the white race. Well, no.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit, man. Yeah, that's bullshit.
And,
but, you know, on the other hand, it's going to be better in the sense that for rich America, you know, but they create shit at least, you know. Like, but I don't know, everything in the end is so fucked, you know, but it's just becoming like, oh, anything's better than Obama, but then you had, like, these tards like April Gade who were, like, saying, like, I remember I saw she had on her blog or Stormfront or something, yeah, Stormfront.org. She posted that that Obama had to win to put America in further fucking debt, you know, and just further chaos. But, you know, it's like, you had that shit, and then Ronald Reagan came in the 80s. I was like, I remember that shit, man. Ronald Reagan, that was my first presidential campaign I paid attention to, and just seeing him speak, I was like, yeah, that's going to win.
Well, around how old? I mean, are you what, 20 to 25?
Yeah, I'm 35 years old. Yeah.
So you would have been born what?
1977. Yeah.
Okay, so you would have paid attention to
Yeah, 1984 was like my one of my most influential years in as in music. Like just music, because you had Van Halen's 1984 come out with Jump and fucking there's so many good songs on that, Panama, you know, like that's just a really good rocking album, you know, and a lot of Van Halen stuff, like, not their really, I don't know, some of the really early stuff, Diver Down, stuff like that, I like that a lot, but I don't know, I like pretty much still have good songs. They're kind of like a bad greatest hits band, you know, for me. That's like Motley Crue too. They're just like, they're the greatest hits kind of band. Like, you can just fit all their good songs that you'll listen to on, like, you know, maybe hour-long disc, hour and a half, 2 hours, depending. But you'll just skip out all the shitty ones you never listen to, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about having these CDs and just everything now, is because I'm a child of the generation growing up when the cassette players were the norm, you know. That was the best you were going to get was a cassette player. You know, or there used to be records, but then records became obsolete. But now records are coming back, and people pay big money for them. I actually have quite a few records, classical music. I like to listen to classical music. It's the white man's music. Like, definitely. White people have invented it, basically, you know. It's European. It's European culture in its finest, you know. Like, you have shit like Mozart, and they made these masterpieces, Beethoven, Wagner, yeah, Mozart, Bach, yeah, there's another one, Bach. Like, you have, like, some of the, like, basically, like the major five biggest, or, like, classical musicians of all time are all German, you know? And it's true, you know, like, they were just geniuses, and, they made the most amazing music I've ever heard. So a lot of it, you know, like, it's just amazing how much it moves you. Because it's something that regular music won't do. Like, it moves you emotionally. And sometimes it's, because my grandpa, he was, listened to all this stuff, eh, so, when I was young.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sort of looking at the chat here. They're having some fun with you in the chat. Did you
I'm not looking at the chat. I'm sitting outside on my deck.
Okay, Banjo Billy went ahead, essentially, Banjo Billy's a nice guy. You're sort of mean to him over on Stumbling, but Banjo Billy went ahead and essentially finally figured out that Alex Linder was a Jew. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I wouldn't doubt it, but whatever. It's just, I don't know, Banjo Billy, it's just we have our beef going on.
He's a 70-year-old character who's been
that's funny.
He's from California. He's going to have a cage match with Liar Bell, Mumps Nut, the Clue. And essentially, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if either one of them showed up actually at the real time here.
I told him.
Rubber Gender Bender pretending that it's some Mamzer or Kike or Tard like Mumsna or whatever gives you a challenge. You're supposed to go over there and then essentially get shot or whatever here. I'm pretty well told old Liar Bill that he's welcome to come down here and get yelled at any time. And anyway, old Oba Genderbender went in and booted poor old Mumpsnut, about this time last week, just booted out poor old Mumpsnut. Now old Mumpsnut or Liar Bill is just going back to sperm fart or going wherever here.
He went to the fora. He went to the fora just recently.
He was at the fora for a while here.
Okay.
Essentially, the fora went ahead and banned or censored me for a while here.
Yeah.
I got me a sock puppet or two, but essentially, I was listening to Harold Kunst's last podcast, and he pretty well said that he's going to go ahead and devote pretty well 3 days a week. Instead of just 2 days a week, he's going to devote 3 days a week to finishing up his fifth book here. He's going to make it a good book instead of a sort of, you know, rushed book or a sort of iffy book or whatever. He's going to go ahead. He's going to go ahead and finish the last two sections here, or the last section, and try to go ahead and get it out. And that's going to go
Isn't he working with Access Alley, the fucking...
Well, he was. I was going to go ahead when Andy Donner was in. I was going to tell about Access Alley. Access Alley is claiming that Christian Identity Tards and Create Tards are trying to go ahead and get at her kids here. And I don't know, she's sort of, you know, I mean, I'm sort of...
I think she's just a psychotic retard from too much steroids, because she is, like, definitely taking steroids, man. Like, girls cannot get that big without steroids, man. They get deep voices and fucking, they're taking male hormones, you know? So, yeah, and the clits get super big. It's disgusting. I've never seen it personally, but I've just heard...
She's some porn star named Karina Burke here. And I don't know, she's stupid enough to go ahead and essentially show pictures of herself looking a lot of sketch that she says was done by some guy in New York, which she says looks a lot like her, and it looks a lot like Karina Burke as she went ahead and dyed her hair. And here she is whining about CI TARDs. Well, see, folks, there are CI TARDs, or what I call the wandering mamsers of Wikipedia, talks to CI, where you have people like, you know, the Pisser Possum, you have people like
Pisser Possum, Hobie Gender Bender.
You have all these characters, like Steve Elder, they pretend to be Chris Sande, they're just nothing but mamsers. To be honest with you, look, I mean, we've already had this conversation that if you're actually a Deep Woods dual feed line Christian Dempsey,
amen.
Essentially, you're not going to go ahead, and in most cases, you're not going to go ahead, you know, if you go ahead and you married somebody, you're in the worldwide, you used to be in the Worldwide Church of God, you're finding yourself some Worldwide Church of God pussy, I mean, essentially, you know, you're not going to go ahead and change her from being sort of Christian Identity or anything like that here. But let's say you go ahead and you find you some Mormon pussy, or in the case of Roxy, some Baptist pussy. I mean, essentially, it's a waste of time to train pussy to go ahead and believe in a religion in which she's always going to be, at best, a second-class citizen. I mean,
the thing is, if you marry a chick like that, is she not responsible to bring your kids and have your kids raised in that... Because me as a Catholic, that's my belief.
Well, it depends. I mean...
They're
going to
be raised Catholic. There's no fucking ifs, ands, or buts. And this will give me my wife's responsibility. It should be hers, a responsibility to take them to Mass.
This is Catholicism.
But should you not have the same kind of standard with dual seed line? If you want good Christian soldiers, because that's where good Christian soldiers come from in the true Catholics, is you'll get... The young non-pedophile priests, you know, that are just like in it, they're like 35, I've been in a relationship. I'm not a fag, but relationships ain't for me. I'm gonna take the traditionalist Catholic, you know, they'll go with the Society of Saint Pius X or something, rather than the mainstream Catholic, you know, the Vatican II sold out Catholics, you know, like there's this is basically, you know, like dual seed line Christian Identity. You could promote it as a religion, get enough people. Like, it was started before in Saskatchewan, but it's disappeared, I guess, by now. Or maybe it's still going on underground, because, like, the Klan operates in Manitoba. There's the KKK castle, and, like, it's just outside the city limits in Winnipeg. And I always thought it was, like, this castle, eh? And back in, like, when I was in high school, these kids would always be like, oh, man, the KKK castle. And I'd imagine this old spooky castle, and they'd be like, yeah, if you go, like, anywhere, or even if you drive up the driveway, the security guards will come, you know, like, and that's how the KKK is. They'll always have security guards on site, you know. And I guess that was, like, the head guy probably that lives in this mansion, or the KKK castle. And then finally I saw it in a daylight just a couple of years ago, man. Like, so this is like 15 years later after hearing about it all the time, thinking this spooky castle, you know? And it's like this mansion, man, like a brand new, like, 80s built mansion, you know? Like, it's shaped like a castle, but kind of modern, you know? And all around it is all these fucking houses, man. Like, all that land around it, it's like, because it's, like, directly on the land, man. So it's like, there's got to be a good And I heard about before this Indian, before I got into racial, like white nationalist, like not really white nationalist, but more like this kind of white people that are right wing sticking together, you know, like that kind of shit, you know, like, because white nationalism is such a failure. I've been so disappointed with, like, it before, like, you know, 3-4 years ago, I would have said, yeah, as a white nationalist, but now it's just such a fucking disappointment, it's such a disgrace. I'm just too embarrassed. I'd be too embarrassed to actually say that and get the negative association with it, and all that shit, my fallout, you know, all the fucking, you know, like shit at work and stuff. And if you're gonna come out as somebody, you come out as somebody, you know, at work and shit, you're like, yeah, I'm a fucking white nationalist. And, but I can always explain myself in a way where it's just like, you know, hey, you know, don't take it upon yourself, but, you know, this is, you know, I just fucking would like to start to try, not really a tribe. I hate when, like, that's why I hate about John Delusion, because fucking, he always calls it a tribe, and it's like, fuck, we're not nappy-headed fucking African.
Well,
it's so associated though with, like, you know, it's just basically like the way he uses it. It's just like we have to go back to tribal, you know, like this, like, you know, we gotta go, like, it just, everyone that says tribal that's associated with it, maybe if you're using a CIA doctrine and like Catholicism, it's way different. But the way he uses it, he's talking about the Salutrian tribe. Like, you know, that's like fucking, let's go back to prehistoric times, man, you know. Like,
well, he's talking
wow,
about,
these people can make beautiful stone heads that we can mass produce
now. He's talking at least what?
We can make bullets now,
20,000 years ago.
Yeah, we can make bullets now, so fuck the spearheads, man. You know, we can have bullets mass produced, you know, and fucking real good guns to shoot them. So amen to that.
Okay. Anyway, let's see. I was trying to go ahead and try to persuade you to be nice to old Banjo Billy.
Okay, I'll be nice for you. I'll be nice for you. It's just, you know, like, he just, for John Denugent, he kind of attacked me at first just because, so, you know, whatever. But if you want to be nice to him, all right, I'll be nice
to
him.
I'd like for you to be sort of
okay,
nice, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
for you?
Pretty well, yeah. Well, see,
yeah.
What happens is that
I'm like, okay, I never knew he was 70. I thought he was, like, fucking, you know, like, maybe, like, 20 or something, you know, so.
No, he's an old Jesus.
Yeah. No, that changes everything for me because I have a lot of respect for old people. I had no idea he was 70. I thought he was, like,
he's
old as, like, 30.
He's more like 70-something here.
Yeah.
He lives in California.
Yeah.
Who was going to beat the dog shit out months ago.
Oh, no,
you know,
there's people for me to troll. Yeah, there's way more. They way more people for me to troll. He can just be right off my radar. It's no big deal.
It's
nothing personal. It's nothing personal to him. It's just fucking all it is. It's just the internet. And just like, there's way more, like,
the internet, you know how it
fucking,
is. The internet is serious business.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
yeah,
I mean?
There's nothing
serious
personal. Yeah.
The internet is serious business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The internet is serious business. My girlfriend knows that. Yeah, he knows that. She'll see me laugh out of nowhere. I'll just start laughing, and she'll just, like, fucking smile and be what? And I'll be like, oh, the fucking internet. So she'll be like, oh, my God.
Serious business.
Yeah, exactly. It's very serious business. So, yeah, it's way bigger. Like, John D. Nutjob, he just fucking posted on his blog the link to the fora.co thread, which some John D. Nudgeon made. You know, like, he calls himself John D. Nugent, so it could be David Nugent. There's got to be more John Nugents, you know. If you just looked it up, there's a lot of John Nugents, you know, in America. So, I don't know, maybe he blocked out on some drugs, because, you know, I heard, you know, John he beat his fiance up.
Okay, I think John D. Nutjob is high on life. How's that?
So, I think he's high on... I think he's manic. He's got some mental problems because he's starting to, like, delusions that he's the Fuhrer reincarnate. Like, he has literally put on his blog that, you want your Fourth Reich, do you think you deserve me, your Fuhrer again? like he's the reincarnation of Hitler, like he is actually pulling that card now, like out of desperation. And that's kind of like why I got into with Banjo Billy, because I fucking knew this shit, and I don't know what Banjo Billy's opinion of John the Nutjob is now, if he's a nutjob.
Well, I don't know. What happens is that Banjo Billy used to, like he said, he always sort of suspected that Alex Linder was a Jew.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
It's becoming more and more and more clear.
I actually have respect for Banjo Billy.
Linder is a Jew. He hates Christians. He especially hates Christian identity.
But he was promoting like the Society of St. Pius X before.
He has a Jew immune deficiency disease of Crohn's. He's just a. You know, he's not been taken seriously by the old resistance since 2004, when he was caught going after the mouth of Trader Glenn Miller to take Trader Glenn Miller's dog bucks.
Yeah.
So, pretty well, you have in this movement, you end up having to where you have old Finkelcunt, a.k.a. Carolyn Yeager, and she is fighting with the, quote, new right. You know, they call it new right. Now, usually when you hear new right, you might as well think faggot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because essentially, Greggy lives in San Francisco. Crisco. He's going in printing a bunch of faggots here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really have a problem with them as long as they stay where they belong, like in San Francisco. You will have, in any given society, you will end up having a bunch of faggots.
Yeah.
And
but
As long as they're just simply cornholing one another, you know, in a sanctuary city where essentially you know what you want here, you know, going in, why, you know, I mean, essentially if they go ahead and make it safe to sanitize Crisco, I would be inclined to just simply, you know, turn a blind eye as to what goes on there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with wannabe Nazi faggots here who don't like Hitler's Jews.
Yeah.
In any case, as long as they keep their, you know, their shit in San Francisco, what belongs in San Francisco needs to stay in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I don't have a problem with old Greggy Johnson here.
Yeah.
But old Finkelsheenyite Picklecunt, she's just going ahead and she's taking the part of Patty the Meerkat and Wiggersville Williams and essentially all these other people. And from what I gather, Voice of Retards seems to have run out of money or steam or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty well disappeared. And you got to wonder, where's Carolyn Yeager getting her money? Where's she getting her finances?
But actually, before the thought leaves my head, because I'm out having some beers, smoking my tobacco pipe on the porch, fucking having a good time. I enjoyed in some of the bong hits before the show, before I called in. That's what I was originally... But anyways, to get to Banjo Billy, I had great respect for him as a writer. And I still probably do, but I just won't even read his posts, you know, because I know that it's usually a great written response. But just some of it getting into a flame war, then yeah, I'll get into it and I'll read it. But, you know, he's a well-written guy, you know. Like, I remember on... all the way back, I'd follow him on, which website was it? I forget. It was with Alex Hassinger, was the one of the people associated with it. But anyways, he's a great writer, and just right from when I signed up to VNN, he was someone, as a great writer. And, he's a great writer, like, very, very effective, very good, and just... This is just disappointing, you know, because it's just like that Brendan O'Connell turd. Like, that's basically what turned me against John the Nutjob. Like, I used to support John the Nutjob and think, like, he was, you know, the great chance, you know, like, wow, this guy's serious. But he's just serious about doing nothing, you know, about fucking pleading for money to live in a hotel room now and blog, you know. Like, it's beyond, it's done, you know, like, that's kind of where I get disappointed, you know, is just when people actually are afraid to just say, you know, fuck you, you're a fucking leech, a chicken hawk, piece of shit, you know, that's just fucking leech him along, and you think that blogging that your blogging is fucking making a difference, you know, and just sitting there posting where people have fucking visited your blog from, you know, like, it's just like, wow, look at this, someone in Germany visited my blog. Look at this, someone in Scandinavia, and you'll post a picture of Scandinavia, and it's just fucking, yeah, visited to my website. Like, it's just gloating and just this narcissistic behavior, a lot of narcissistic shit. You'll get involved in these trolling flame wars where it's awesome because, like, I was like, the fora, he posted about the fora.co and, like, you know, I demand you to, and then he was like, I also demand you to remove this picture that someone made that's this Jody High Roller. He's like a total wigger YouTube musician. You're like,
okay, okay. All right. So when did you have a problem with, you used to like John Donette's job, then you got tired of John Donette's job.
Right,
so how did that
Brendan O'Connell. He lent his support to Brendan O'Connell. Like, everyone that lent their support to Brendan O'Connell, basically. Because I followed it. I was like in a big time flame war with him. At arguewitheveryone.com. I was in a huge flame war with him. And, like, he's in, like, Australian prison right now. He was on a fucking hunger strike. Like, he lost, like, weight, so he looked like an AIDS patient, you know, at the end of his hunger strike. I think he gave in, finally. But he got sentenced to 3 years just for making this video. But in the video, I was like, just the thing, I was like, you are a fucking tard. You uploaded to the YouTube your own crime, man. Because basically, he ran into these Jews at a supermarket. Or no, he's at an event. That the people that threw it, though, was like the Friends of Palestine, like a total WOG fucking Arab fucking lover event in Australia. And they were outside, and then Brendan O'Connell, he just went there to boycott this Jaffa fruit fucking, that he said it was an orange, but it's actually a grapefruit. So, like, it just shows you right there, like, okay, these Jaffa oranges, the owner switches from wherever the label. You know, he buys them from Israel and switches the label to, like, you know, a more fucking unkosher label or whatever, you know, like, so instead of a Jew symbol, it's, like, fucking Dole or whatever, you know, he puts Dole stickers on him, you know, and he's just like, I don't know where he got the fucking info from, you know, he probably got it from some troll. He's like, yeah, dude, he was a tard, like, all the way back from Liberty Forum. He was, like, a big-time tard on there, like, pretty famous as in chimp outs, like, total anti-Zionist. Like, fucking, they make these YouTube videos of themselves, and it is just hilarious, you know, you're watching just the downfall of Brendan O'Connell, and just pretty much that was like where I went with them. Yeah, realized it was
look at John the nut job. You go ahead, you look at, and just say, well, this is just a tard, and then what happens, he gets weirder and weirder and weirder,
yeah.
And then toward
yeah.
the end, you're watching it just like you're watching a fucking train wreck. You know?
Yeah,
you're watching
the
train go
down, like,
crash.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like, where's the end? Where is the crash? You know, it's just,
well,
it doesn't come. I thought it was coming for 4 years.
Over gender bender once, you know, last year, when poor old John Donette job got kicked out of his girlfriend's place, or he was living in a motel or a homeless shelter or something.
Yeah, yeah, but before that, he was living in a pretty much like almost a mansion, you know, like an old school mansion, probably not very nice inside, or I don't know, maybe it was okay. But, yeah, he was like living in pretty much a mansion, you know, it was his paradise, basically, you know, it was a nice place.
Used to drive a truck,
yeah.
And essentially he was living in one of these valleys in, what, western Pennsylvania, where you had the Appalachians, here, you know, the mountains, and then you'll end up having a little stream valley here, and essentially you'll end up having a few little fields, you know, which are the bottom land, and essentially he was talking about how he could go ahead and buy a baker's dozen of ear of corn for a dollar, something like that, but...
Yeah.
But you end up having all across the Zogland, even Alaska, you end up having the beaners come in.
I remember he was showing stuff on his blog where it'd be like out in good old white country, fucking like, you know, in the middle of nowhere, and it'd be like a fucking fruit stand and a vegetable stand.
He was talking about the Northeast Imperium or something like that,
yeah.
About Pennsylvania and Ohio and a number of other places here. you know, would be the homeland, the full tree and homeland for that year. And, you know, look, John, the nut job, I mean, the Fultrians, you know, they may have come across like Ice Age Columbus. I downloaded the thing from the, you know, Discovery Channel. You and me, baby, are nothing but mammals. But anyway, I went ahead and downloaded it here. It's pretty interesting, but essentially what pointed out is a Cro-Magnon man here. You know, you end up having this one girl, and she squeezes out a little wiggerlet here, a Cro-Magnon lit here, and essentially they meet all these criminals who have been kicked out of the, you know, the Cro-Magnon tribe in, you know, what, southwest France, and essentially they go ahead and they take them, they go ahead and take a boat, and they're chasing walrus and seals along that, and they finally get to where, you know, you have a big old curtain of ice, you know, about a mile top here, and it stops, and you'll have mammoths and all this sort of thing. So here it is, the Ice Age primeval here, and essentially here's this, you know, here's this heifer, and she has about four dicks ready to hump her, and she's squeezing out a baby. But later on, thousands of years later, here come the red niggers from Mongolia, from the Bering Strait, and essentially the Fultrians are dead.
Yeah, whenever they fucking had, like, however nice their spearheads looked, man, they're no match for the fucking Indians, and probably the guys they got from the Europeans traded.
What they were is that here you have the most ancient fossils, you know, the Clovis points. I mean, what they were is that they were very well made.
At the time, they were probably the shit, but I bet the Fultrians were gone probably even before maybe the Indians. Maybe they were the right age, you know?
Their tools are still around from
but
there's
still so few of them. Yeah, there's so few of them after the Ice Age that fucking, you know, the Indians just, or they arrived to America from, like, the Bering, like, crossing over, and again they got to America, and the red niggers just wiped them out.
And now it's just like, you know, just like in this country to where essentially the Uyghurs have, you know, left Los Angeles because, hey, the Beaners have taken over. Hell, the niggers are fleeing from the damn Beaners. And, you know, I mean, look, John, in that job, what are you yapping about Fultrian, you know, solution when there was no solution? Essentially, they got massacred out by the red niggers, right?
Yeah, like, if I was going to talk about, like, cessation of anything in America, it would be Los Angeles would be one of the number one states, you know, like, fucking, right off the bat. No, Los Angeles, California. Fucking California, bam, just gone, you know, like, it's just fucking left wing, all the west, the whole western fucking side. Just be like, okay, all the chinks, fucking, you can have it, man, you know, like, you outnumber the white people by, like, fucking 4-1 now, because there's, like, 20 of them living in a house, you know? So it's just, like, in Vancouver, fucking, the people call it Hongkouver now, you know, like, it's fucking no longer Vancouver, man, because, like, the chinks and sir, there's, like, areas, man, where it's just fucking, people talk about the Chinatown and I was there, and I was in, like, it's downtown, they're like, no, it's, like, fucking, I forget what it's called, maybe Nelson, but it's, like, there's this, like, everything, like, there's this things where it's all in Chinese, you know, it's, like, they don't even bother catering to the white people, you know, because it's just, like, if you're a white tourist and you come here, whatever, fucking, it's an all-Chinese menu, maybe you'd be lucky if you can get a waitress, you know, because all the waitresses and waiters, they bring from China, man, that's what I mean, like, the chinks, they're very fucking effective at what they do. They come, there's, like, 20 to a house, they open a business, all 20 of them work for that business, they all fucking share, you know, everything. It's like internal communism in a house, you know, and it fucking works. Like, that is the thing, man. It's fucking you're very family-oriented, you're very close family, because you're all living together, and it's very structured and fucking very respectful, you know. You'll find Chinese people, they'll do anything for their parents, man, because usually their parents have treated them good, and fucking the ones that have treated them good, they'll fucking, yeah, it's fucking, they'll go out of their way. Like, the family is very important to them. So that's why they survived, and that's why they're so technological, and they basically bought out America now, you know. Fucking, because America was like, hey, you know, like Ronald Reagan basically, like, hey, well, fucking, I don't know, Ronald Reagan, I think he was decent, like, for his log or whatever. He was was better than whatever there was, you know. Like, he was kind of came across as a working class, but fucking he was a movie actor, you know. He just played another role. That's all it was. Well, that's all you need for the fucking sheeple, you know. You need someone that they're going to like. It's not someone who's going to be good, you know. Like, think about it. Like, Ron Paul would be better than anyone there is now. You know, he'd be like, I'm talking about fucking, he's not the best, but he'd be better than anyone there is now, but they fucking go out of their way to make sure. Like, I don't think there by any chance Ron Paul would win. No way. But I think he'd be better, yeah, than fucking Romney or Obama. But I'm just talking about the lesser evils here, you know, like fucking, but Ron Paul, I think, you know, he'd sell out, you know, once he was president, you know, for sure. Once he realized, you know, like, yeah, you don't fuck with Israel or you'll get a bullet in the head, you know, like, especially if you're president, man. Like, that's what I think with Obongo, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets assassinated, man. Fucking right after the election, after he gets reelected, maybe a speech, it'll be a fucking Israeli, it'll be a double agent.
I sort of think that essentially the October
he'll take off
surprise,
Israel and fucking North.
The October surprise.
Yeah, once you're Israel, dual citizen, no fucking extradition with the U.S. Fucking, it's okay, it's kosher, man. The fucking there is. Unless the U.S. go on a special ops mission and fucking kidnap that person.
Okay, Jakob. You sort of keep on talking here. How long have you been on, do you know? I mean,
I don't know.
You had this tar named guest number 70 here, and essentially I have three computers checking the chat. And
what if I got fucking 50 callers, like, at a time muted when I just tap off early?
Anyway, okay, so, all right, what I'm trying to think here is that you're going to be working at the hospital, so you won't be have time to go ahead and do the gangster bullshit.
No,
for them, right?
No, it's not going
to
happen.
Is there a way to go ahead and have Breck or Kane go ahead and do it, or what?
I'll have to see. I'll have to ask them. It's, I don't know how serious they are about fucking this radio shit, you know, like, Breck used to be, you know, he used to go along with it, but he's doing this archaeofuturism shit, and,
Well, he got turfed out, of his, seat here because he was supporting Ron Paul, and essentially the Republican establishment in Barry County turfed his ass out here, just booted him out and got some guy who runs a filling station to go ahead and run against him. He lost his seat here. You know
yeah,
I mean?
You know what? That's how people make their fucking careers in fucking politics, is running on losing teams first, you know, and just doing a really good job, and then fucking bam, you work your way up, you know? So, you don't know what'll happen with him, you know, maybe he'll, but I think politics in America is so fucked, like, you just gotta have the nigger, but I don't know, Herman Cain, though, but I think all that shit, that was fucking... I don't doubt he had those affairs, but it was just kind of
he's a nigger.
Oh, yeah, he is a nigger, but it would have made a good showdown, you know? It would have made a good showdown.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Republicans. They're all the same.
Okay, it turned out that all the pussy that he was going ahead and chasing was a successful nigger head, token nigger head.
Yeah, but that would be like a bonus for the other nigger.
It was all your wigger pussy. Or Anglo-Mestizo pussy that wasn't nigger pussy. He did that, you know, he married a nigger, but since he was chasing all this, he was all chasing all this nigger pussy and Anglo-Mestizo pussy. And essentially, you know, here was the net, you know, I mean.
Yeah, so they shot him as a sellout, and people were like, yeah. Yeah,
went
you know, Obama was a mulatto who went to a fucking,
yeah,
went back.
Yeah, you know, well, they got him a token nigger. They got him a token nigger, and essentially,
yeah.
When he was president...
That's the true thing. He was a true nigger. He liked white pussy, you know?
Well, he was just after white pussy. I mean,
yeah.
People go ahead, like, to Nigger Woods a couple years ago.
Yeah,
you know,
same thing, but he had a white
wife. Swedish wife.
Yeah.
And essentially, he's talking about how he has a sex addiction. No, nigger, you don't have a sex addiction. You're just chasing after wigger pussy. Because
yep.
You're a rich nigger. I mean, essentially, a nigger is just...
But I bet you she wasn't giving him any, and then you're on the road all the time.
You're
so it's kind of...
She's squeezing out two or three niggers. You know, niggers
yep.
Here. You know
yep.
She's giving them pussy, and she's squeezing out
yep.
Nigglets.
But,
you know I mean?
Yeah, but maybe it's only like once every fucking, you know, once every 5. I've been in relationships like that, man, where you're fucking, living together and you have sex like once every 2 months, once a month, man, just like you just hate each other, man. Just fucking seething anger. You have fantasies of both fucking killing her. Like, I remember I got a knife for my birthday. My mom gave me this knife. It was like $150 jade, like a Henkel's, made in Germany. Fucking, it's like the shit, man. Like, it's just a professional chef knife. And it's like a knife where you could just stab the person and you wouldn't even have to hold it, fucking. You could do it just straight. And, you know, it just
makes you ways to leave your lover.
Yeah, and it was just like, I was like, when I got it, I was like, oh my God.
No need for strife, Clive. Just give her the hammer. Stammer, just listen to me. I've never been, in a situation to where...
In a bad relationship and young, though? In a stupid relationship? Because you're a lot older than me. So back when
when I was younger, I mean, essentially, you're not going to build a big, lasting relationship with a whore, at the Nuremberg Wall.
That was my problem. That's what I chose. So,
Then later on, when you're young and you want some pussy, you go ahead and you find some old heifer who's 50 or 60 who won't go ahead and get prayed. Now, I mean, essentially all it is just a pokey poke relationship.
Well, 40-year-old, 43, man, that's not safe, man. The funny thing is, though, a couple cougars I've impressive ones, too, like this ones where it's just like, no way, if you're fucking 40, like, no way, that's not possible. I thought you were, like, 35 at the most. And it was one of those things, like, you just have to realize that, like, younger chaps, like, I was, like, old enough to realize this now, I was, like, 29, maybe. And it was like, okay, she just wants me for one thing, so don't get attached to her. But the problem with these younger guys, man, they're, like, 22, man, 21, they'll, like, do the chick, and then fucking after it, they're all like, oh, I love you, and then the fucking chick's like, holy fuck, or the next morning, all like, after sleeping, going, she'll let him sleep there, and, the next morning, the fucking 22-year-old wigger will be like, oh, I love you, and the old fucking cougar will be like, don't you get it, man, I used you for sex, like, that's all I wanted from you, get the fuck out of my place, and the guy'll be crying and shit, man, like, I heard this from lots. Couple of the cougars, all the cougars I was with, that's the problem, these younger guys, even like 30 years old, and they'll go with like a 22-year-old, and they'll be like, it was a one-night stand, don't you get it, and fucking the guy be like, no, I love you, and it's just like, holy fuck, man, you're a disgrace, man,
Is if you can't go ahead and get along with pussy, it's time to go ahead and just go ahead and look for a new pussy. You know what I mean? It's time to go ahead and get rid of old pussy and go ahead and get some new pussy. If it's getting to where you're thinking of going ahead and taking a knife or a hammer to her.
No, that's my accent.
It's not worth it going ahead and going to prison here over...
It was one of those... I've always been one of those crazy fuckers where it's like, no, I probably just finished myself off after I did it,
It's usually best here not to go ahead and... then have to whack yourself. I mean, it's tough.
I think Kurt Maynard did that?
He squeezed out two little old mamsers here, and then what happened, she went and divorced his ass, took him for child support,
and bringing over
a new beaner here, and the beaner he goes ahead, he turns nuts, he goes ahead and shoots the bitch, the beaner bitch. He goes ahead and shoots the beaner boyfriend of the beaner bitch. goes ahead and shoots one of the spawn of the beater boyfriend. Doesn't shoot his own little, don't go ahead and shoot his own little nigglets. And then he's going ahead and running for his wife here, and supposedly the pig say goes ahead and eats the, you know, the FKS barrel or whatever, and, you know, that's the end of that shit. I mean, he actually did post to my forum a couple times, and he pretty well, you know, told people, said, hey, don't be like me going ahead and, you know, marrying a beaner bitch here, because it ain't
gonna
turn out
that well.
Yeah,
he was a fucking exposed as a fraud, you know, like, that's what I mean. Like, he was exposed as a fraud. He was like, yeah, you just hate the Jew. That's like J.J. Whiteman. He, since I've said this, he hasn't been around. But I was like, you know, why did Apollyon always call you Jay-Z Niggy? Because they knew each other in real life. They'd seen each other in real life. They'd met each other before. And because Jared Whiteman, he used to play, I think he used to be, or could have been Nowhere Man, one of the two. They used to be roommates
with
musicians.
This BSR. Is he that Vizicop here, cocksucker, that we lost? Older we lost cocksucker, you guys call me a chumo over on Stumbling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll be going ahead and looking for him. It's just that, you know, the cocksucker knows I'm looking for him. And essentially, he won't go ahead and, you know, get on when he sees Martin Linstead on so I can get his IP number here and start going ahead and, you know, schooling with him here. I mean, essentially, what happens is that none of these people have any decency or anything like
that.
Well,
you know, you just go on a fishing hunt and check on, you know, you might have left some comments in your fucking forum. You never know, you know, like, look through his fucking, on BSR on Stumbling, and, you know, you might have left some comments in your thing, and then right there.
Okay, the thing about the Manzer barrel is just so full of idiot Manzers can be white that it's not even worth creating a sock puppet to go ahead and buy it.
No, but on Stumbling, he's BSR.
Huh?
On the Stumbling, he's BSR.
Yeah, but he's Vizicop. You know, he's Vizicop over on, he's Vizicop over on the Manzer barrel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, I think we need to go ahead and take at least a couple minute break here. You about to call tonight here? You're not gonna be doing a show tomorrow then. And you don't know if you get Rick or Kane to go ahead and do another show either, right?
You have to ask him and ask him if he'll do it or not. But seems lately he's just been able to call in. But I guess if he switched it.
Who set up the account here? I thought old Breck set the account up. Or did you?
Yeah, Breck is, but I don't know, Blady Breck, he'll just be able to call in. He's not around a computer and a phone or something like that.
He might, you know, the Noble Red Man might be trying to go ahead and get him some wigger pussy.
You can host it. You can totally host it. I could send you the password. But I don't know if he'll get it.
To be honest,
Kane would probably call in.
I really don't want another show here. I mean, Thursdays and Sundays is enough to make you.
Basically, you need someone that's going to run the switchboard. Like, I don't know if you're just part of the switchboard. If you're on the switchboard,
I can go ahead and show up on a web page here. It can be Gangsta Bolshevik or whatever here.
Yeah, you can, like, Kane do all the talking, the introduction and shit.
Yeah, it's not my show.
Because I can give you the password and everything, like, you know, the login name, and then all you got to do is just run the switchboard, basically. And that's all you got to do, man. Kane will probably call in, for sure.
Well,
and then they can start it, hit the record. You know, and then Breck or Kane does the introduction.
All right. But what I'm saying is that essentially, you know, back around the time McCain and Brian Reel was taking down the Manzer barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I talked to Apocalypse, who's a quarter of
a
year.
Oh, he's got a nice looking teeny bopper walking.
He's
right now.
He's flying the engelded
holy shit.
Ships in Manzer. And what happened is Jay Bird, you know, is humping a beaner. And
where's first? We got like a fucking.
Okay. Essentially,
you're walking up the street.
Okay, what boils down to it is I can't really own a forum such as StumbleIn or the Manzer Barrel or anything like that, because essentially, you know, as being dual seed line Christian identity, I can't go ahead and let a bunch of Manzers and a bunch of Jews and a bunch of other characters on there. You know, I mean, that's the thing, like with Obagenda Bender. I mean, essentially, Obagenda Bender is just nothing more than Jew Manzer running a pretend forum for essentially, well, Jews and other Manzers pretend Christian identity. And essentially, you know, essentially what happens is that, you know, while I have my own forum, it has to be pretty well a Christian identity, you know, related forum here. It can't simply be like StumbleIn or Manzer Barrel or the Internet, anything like that here, because essentially I'm the one who owns it, therefore I'm the one who's responsible for the content. You know what I mean? If essentially it says Gangsta Bolshevik, I mean, essentially, I can't be the one who owns it or controls it or anything like that, because I'm not really a gangsta Bolshevik. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I think I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, we still have Obagenda Bender on there, and we still have a few other characters here. So anyway, you're going to probably not be, you know, on the Gangsta Bolshevik for the next week or so, okay?
Oh, well, just for the next, till I'm trying to get Apollonian on, because he's actually a pretty good guest, you know, he makes for a good guest, you know, like, he is, you know, he actually, you know, like, I can understand why, because we got in a flame war too, where we hated each other, and then I just kind of, you know, just kind of like, whatever, but I don't know, it seems like you guys maybe will never fucking heal up, but...
No, he's a shitskin, you know, quasi-catbook manzer here from Texas here, from the dumpsters of Texas, and I'm a Christian identity, you know, Aryan maniac who believes in free will. I mean, can these two get along? And the answer is, fuck no. It's palate flat time.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I gather, I don't have a problem with Appy. I've tried to go ahead and get him back to StumbleIn.
Yeah, he won't come back there. He thinks it's like a toilet, basically, you know, like, he just won't be
Is J.A. Whiteman, who essentially went ahead and banned
He's the one that got him there. Like,
him and me went ahead and says, no, he's not Ixabert, let him on. You know, pretty well my attitude was is that I know he can go ahead and drive you nuts. That's why you need to put him in his own target corral.
Yeah.
To where he gets to
but
do
people
things,
still go in there, yeah.
I mean, essentially, if you want to go ahead and get Nappy's target corral, you deserve whatever the hell you get.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't my idea to go ahead and ban Appy. It was J.A. Whiteman who went ahead and assisted. Eventually, they banned him.
Yeah.
So as a result, over on the Manzer Barrel, J.A. Whiteman, and I know who he is, but essentially J.A. Whiteman got all pissy, and, you know, essentially here he is being controlled by Bluto Puto Zimmer Manzer, you know, a Jew Bischling from Seattle.
Hey Pluto, it's funny actually to stumble in, since we have come back there, fucking, it seems BSR, he doesn't really post on there no more, Engelded,
Well, Engelded disappeared.
Yeah, Light on Blind Pluto, too.
Essentially, he admits he's Stephen Brower, he goes whining to Kane, and Kane cuts him some slack.
Yeah.
He knows damn well better than I'm not going to cut him a little slack. He called me a child molester half a hundred times. So essentially, okay, Engelded, give me, if you want to go ahead and go through this here, give me your real address. Let me go ahead and look at your IP number and see that you're not the same Engelded who's been calling me a child molester. Essentially, Engelded knows he's fucked here. So he didn't dare say a damn word to me. You know what I mean? He bitched the chain, bitched and pleaded for, you know, him to take down or hide what was said about him. I don't think Kane took it down. I think Kane went ahead hit it in an admin, you know, panel so that old Stephen Brower caused any more shit. But essentially, old Stephen Brower's little nigger buddies and beaner buddies goes ahead and sees him playing Nut Nazi, and they say, what's going on, Steve? You don't like those niggers?
Yeah.
You don't like those beaters? And essentially, they're looking to, you know, beat that shit skin
down. He probably went so red-faced because he knew he was guilty, and that's the thing. When you're guilty, you can't hide it.
He knows he's guilty as hell, so essentially, he wants to keep his job. He wants to keep his nigger and beater buddy. So that's why he's disappeared. I mean, I went over, you know, he hasn't showed up since, what, early July?
The funny thing is, I said on a broadcast, I was like, you know, it's Stephen Brower, too, because he hasn't said nothing, you know, about it. He hasn't even responded about it. And then all of a sudden, he fucking responds to it in a post like, oh, you guys better stay on my music career, trying to be all like joking. But then we outed him. And, you know, he fucked up. He realized when we pointed out, like, well, why would you email Kane? Like, how would you know about it a half hour after it happened, you know? Like, if you weren't the real Stephen Brower looking for this shit, you know, because, you just take it as, like, oh, whatever, you know, whatever.
What happens is old BSR, he looked what I wrote to him. You know, essentially, he knows I'm looking for him. And he went ahead and he went ahead and seen what I said over on the Real 4 Fag Feet shop box. He knows I'm looking for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So basically, he hasn't showed up. You know, he's gotten to where he doesn't sign in anymore. You know what I mean? He went ahead, he went ahead and smarted off to me, but he's disappeared pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he knows, what I like about Kane, you know, he might be a quarter, he's a quarter fucked up little Jew boy.
But Kane
don't, Kane don't forget, and Kane don't forgive someone who's fucked him here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He goes ahead, he remembers that shit, and he keeps on keeping on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And essentially, he don't forgive or forget, neither do I. So at least that's one thing I share, you know, about probably the only thing I share in common with Kane, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though he's fucked up poor little Jew boy. I mean, Kane is, I need to go ahead, this has come out this last week here, to where you have old Steve Schwankhouse, who used to be known as 88 millimeter centimeter crack, goes ahead and yaps about how, they banned Lindstedt, it's a free speech form, they banned him because he's a flamer. They went ahead and banned old Fade because he's a password fisher along with Kane, but here they bring the Jew boy, who was the worst one of them, back here. It didn't matter. I mean, I think old Hunt Hare needs to go ahead for great moments in bowel movement history to go ahead and say his side of the story about how essentially his, the people he thought it was his buddies, like Stan Kearney's and, Steve Schwickhouse and then Gelded and all the rest of them, pretty well got him to, give them the database, access to the old database, and what they did is they went ahead and stole it for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go, and we'll go ahead and take a couple-minute break, okay? Hail Victory, then?
Yeah, 8:19, over and out.
Okay. We'll
All
see
right.
you then.
Hail right, Victory. Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay. We're going to go ahead and take about a 2 or 3 minute break here, and we will be back. Hell with you, folks.
The does my heart go on beating? Why do these eyes of mine cry?
Okay, we're back for, I think we'll be the last section of the movement third. I like having Jakob. I like having Jakob on. Okay, folks, we now really are back, and I didn't press the wrong button on the cell phone. I really hate it when I do that sort of thing here, just like Obagender Bender hates it when it steps in one ear dingle poop here. Right, guest number 26? And by the way, guest number 70, you can be huffy if you want to be. Okay? Don't really matter to me. I'm not worried about catching Chak Nuker or Jubro, the Kurdish Jew living in Sweden. I'm not really big on that here, you know what I mean? I'm not worried about it. Okay? So where am I at here? At the let me see here. Anyway, I was looking at Axa Sally's blog about her, mom's friends here, and essentially, I don't know, I get the impression that Axa Sally, well, somebody went ahead, I think it was, either Papa Cat or whatever here. Folks, I mean, Axa Sally seems determined to reveal herself as Corrine Burt, or Corrina Burt. And pretty well, she's whining about CITARs and CREATARs here. And she had this thing called Mom's Friend. After another three-day weekend coming up, I swear, even though I work all kinds of overtime, spend 3 hours a day in the gym, it feels less like I have more free time than ever. So what happens is that she's bitching that here's these Christian identity tards and these CREATARs. And like a whole bunch of skanks past their prime, they're not interested in her, they're interested in the kiddies, or the nubile young puss, or whatever here. And I don't know, I mean, Jerry, I would warn her off of Steve Elder, a.k.a., Steve Elder, a.k.a. Command Dork McFag, who's looking for some new, for looking for some more pussy here. He has been a wife here, works for the government, isn't providing enough, and the critter has Crohn's. And, in the case of Jakob Israel, I was trying to go ahead and get him to back off from Banjo Billy yesterday over on Stumbling saying that Alex Linder is a Jew. I want him to go ahead and post Alex Linder is a Jew over there. Folks, generally, if you go ahead and you run a forum here like Linder's, you don't pay too much attention about what's going on at Four Fags Thebes. Likewise, at Four Fags Thebes, they don't pay too much attention to what's going on at Linder's unless it becomes big. Now, I would say that having, Carolyn Yeager about 2 days ago went ahead and said that essentially looks like Voice of Retards is down for the count. She pretty well got booted off in mid-May. The last show was on the 14th, and she's been getting meaner and meaner and meaner against Voice of Retards. Now, folks, I don't have much use for Voice of Retards at all. They've gone ahead and censored me since way back when Peter Schenck, a.k.a. Peter the Skank, was running it. Then on December, I think, the 3rd or 8th, went ahead and was whining like a pussy about how people were looking for its real identity and trying to out it. And at the same time, it whines and pisses and moans about how, what a maniac I am. I'm going to go ahead and put people in the FEMA carts here by threatening to kill President Obongo, the nigger. And that will go ahead and justify some so-called white nationalist shoot the nigger president justifies putting 150 million Uyghurs in concentration camps. Well, folks, the Uyghurs are so chicken shit they allow it, then they deserve whatever the hell they allow. But I've always been suspicious of Voice of Retards, of Mikey Kikey, Juice Calicat Connor, especially telling people that I'm a Zog, Asian provocateur, being a liar, being a big censor, whining like a pussy, wanting censorship, and now, pretty well, Mikey Kikey is at the end of its money or its rope, and essentially it's shut down Voice of Retards for whatever reason. Might come back up, but won't be trusted any more than Jeremy Visser was. Won't be trusted any more than Jeremy Visser was when Jeremy Visser went ahead and started taking down its old forum of 5 years or so. In what, April or May? Yeah, April of 2010. And having old Sean Aaron Visser say, Jeremy Visser is dead. You killed Covenant People's Ministry because you didn't send enough money. And then a month later, he goes ahead and shows back up. He goes ahead and runs his previous forum. And folks, this is after me and Pastor John Britton been censored. Folks, if you go ahead and listen to Jeremy Visser, he lies at me, you know, he's never censored anybody. Folks, he went ahead and banned me and Pastor John Britton on the 21st of March, 2010. Folks, that's a understood fact. Whether or not Jeremy wants to admit it or not, it don't really matter to me. Okay? So, in any case here, let's see here. You know, while you have 26, you end up having over gender bender. It's plugging away as good as a mams or tranny faggot can go ahead and plug away. And it thinks it's clever, but essentially it looks more like a Jew-engi. Well, you know, like a Ferengi. You know, in episode number 3 of Star Trek, the next generation, you know, about where old Commander Riker is seeing these here little crazy little Ferengi, and they're just acting like a bunch of tards here. So like over gender Bender and Jeremy Visser when they get along here. They don't belong. They don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave. And then they pull a real pisser possum stunt here of hiding. When he's supposed to go ahead and do a show, supposed to do a show tonight, and rather than just simply blow the show off here, like if he had real problems, he goes ahead and says it's going to do another show in 6 months, 183 days from now, some odd hours. March 3rd, 2013. Let's see, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Well, yep. 6 months and a couple days from now, Jeremy might show up, might not, might go ahead. Jeremy goes ahead and disappears. Every time Jeremy disappears, you know, it is having probably legal problems. Like what happens is here it was in the jug, it was in the jail. Somewhere in Twatlanta, you know, trying to go ahead, it was jail for stalking his mother-in-law. And then it gets out on September 9th, and then it just goes, you know, the morning of September 10th, it just takes down everything. Goes ahead, takes down everything, you know, that it can. Goes ahead, changes its, you know, avatar over Stumbleland to Cherokee Visser. Redder than Adam, whatever. Pretend the red niggers are whites, just like a lot of Jeremy, well, Eli James people do. So, whatever, you know, I mean, I went ahead and told Jeremy when we had this big piss fight, Saturday night. Is that, Jeremy, I was sort of hoping you were in prison or something here. You disappeared for 2 weeks, you know, close to three, and I was hoping that you were in prison again or something. Because you're just melunging mams or criminal. And old Jeremy went ahead, and we had a 3-hour fight where essentially me and old gender man were yelling and screaming at each other. Obi allowed itself to go ahead and scream, you know, go ahead, has all this sexual tension about Pope Marty. And it was allowed to release that tension. So now it doesn't want to do it till it, you know, I guess it wants to do it the next time here. Obi could go ahead and call in if he wanted to right now. Don't want to, though. Anyway, where was I? You have all these tards running around, and in the case of, in the case of Voice of Retards, it disappears. Now, after Jeremy Visser went ahead and took down a forum lasting 5 years, the work of people, even including, creators like Amy Rose, who, never had, never said anything intelligent other than, look at me, I'm sweet Amy Rose, when I was in that house, whenever. 5 years of posting by Visser, Mamsers and Sock Puppets and all these other critters, and essentially it goes ahead and nukes its own shithole. Just goes ahead and nukes it. It's gone. No longer there. Gone. Bye-bye. And it goes ahead and takes down its forum, takes down, this is in 2010, goes ahead and takes down its new V-Bulletin 3.8.2 forum, or 3.8.1 forum. They've been up for about, a year and a couple months. It goes ahead and disappears for a month. And it goes ahead and shows up, and everything's back except for the five-year-old forum. It's gone. Now, folks, let's say you had been somebody who sort of trusted Jeremy Visser. You had a lot of your old posts there, and they're gone. What would you do? Well, you'd be like, old Ragno, when he goes ahead and sees the fade to butcher because of stupidity, has gone ahead and lost his forum post. Yeah, he'd be all annoyed about that. Well, folks, a lot of people were annoyed. A lot of people like me weren't too surprised at it. Because Jeremy Visser was like Obagender Bender. Whenever it gets caught doing something criminal or dishonest, it goes ahead and hides its pisser possum turds. It hides its scat. That's what it does. Same way with Voice of Retards. Voice of Retards were to go ahead and come up tomorrow after being gone a week, people would wonder. Now, the question, it was a loss of content. The answer is no. In many cases, you end up having unlimited bandwidth and unlimited hard drive space if you go ahead and buy at least what? I end up having, I had the $399 plan somewhere. I went ahead and bought the $799 plan, the $8 a month plan. Got paid for, a couple of years in advance here, along with Pastor Linstead, Mamsers.org, whatever. It's going on for a while. Here I am, going ahead and essentially, what the heck? How much does this stuff cost me? It's cost me what? With all my hosting, $55 plus, $8 times 12. 8 times 12 is 16. $96. 96 and 55. That's, about $150. A little bit less for web hosting. $150 a year for web hosting. That amounts to what? $12-$13 a month for both? Okay. So how is it that it was because of a lack of bandwidth the Voice of Retards disappears? The answer is that what costs the money is the CPU cycles. I've gone ahead and been on StumbleIn and seen, you've used all your CPU cycles. Let me tell you when the CPU cycles get used up the most. It's at 2 o'clock Central Time, which is the same as what? 10 o'clock Tel Aviv time. When the Jew boys are running over and looking and sucking up the CPU cycles on these forums, these V-Bulletin forums. That's when they go ahead and suck up the cycles. That's when they go ahead and suck up, essentially what costs something on the shared hosting. Okay. Well, so what's the problem here? You know what I mean? Let me see. I'm looking at this sort of thing here. any case here, I look at somebody, we don't have so many people on right now, and anyways, Zogbuster was in for a minute, and then, you know, he went ahead and left here. I'm still on here. Anyway, folks, same thing with Voice of Retards. It's not as, you know, I mean, here's this character called Stan Staffel, who has a little blog, not on his own forum, but on Blogger, or on Blogspot. And essentially, what they've done is they probably bought, a couple dollar section from Finkelschini. Clint Downey's Kinsman, you know, Kinsman Redeemer, or as I call it, Kinsman's a Redorker. He goes ahead and it's on the Stormfront, you know, server, and so, you know, supposedly Liar Bill is with it here, as well here. Now, Liar Bill is not really, like he claims, a great technical support guy. He claims now it's going to take him months to go ahead and get the thing set up like it was on 1&1.com. Okay, fine. So, sure, you're not really the great CPO computer meister that you claim to be, are you, Finkelstein? The answer is nope, it ain't. Now, does this sort of thing that it plays around at, does it really matter? And I don't think it does. I don't think it really does at all. Folks, you go ahead and you look at who's in, who's out. Looks like Obagender Bender is no longer over at Finkelschini's. Occasionally it goes over to Elias, but it's no longer much of anywhere here. Jeremy Visser, next show's going to be what, 6 months and a couple days from now? Where's Obagender Bender going to head out to? And here in essentially the online Voice of Retards thing here, who's going to go ahead and take up the slack for Voice of Retards? I mean, essentially you end up having 5 years of archives of essentially stupid crap that is not worth listening to anyway. You know, you can say it's, you know, like this show. But folks, I go ahead and I look, and it got, about a couple hundred downloads here. I don't think Papa Cat and the FBI takes more than six of them, to, you know, a couple hundred. Well, a little bit less than 200. What happens is that I look and I see on my, I go ahead and look and see on my, the old stats here, that I have, quote, 400 unique visitors a day. Okay, well, ain't bad. 400 average here. Well, actually, average more like about 375, something like that here. Sometimes I have as many as 500 some. Sometimes I have less. Okay? A couple hundred downloads. I'm not claiming like this or it's 100,000 here, but a couple hundred downloads of this show per week. What I do is I go ahead and then I work on it here and then I add songs and do other stuff here. So, folks, I ended up having, you know, well, tonight here, I called up to Joe Adams. He's gone ahead, he's moved for last month his show from Wednesday to Thursday night. I was thinking of changing the time. Now I'm thinking of just simply putting it back to 10 o'clock or 9:45. So essentially, people can go ahead and listen to Joe Adams and the rest. I call Joe Adams' show here, The White Voice. And I don't think Axel Sally is on it anymore. Folks, what you got to understand is that all these movement things are always in a state of flux. And it's not about, you know, 14 words, you know, we must secure existence of, you know, of our, you know, people and a future for white children. It's not about that. It's all about every little tard doing whatever seems advantageous to it at the time. So as a result, this movement is just nothing more than just a bunch of buffoons looking for money, looking for eyes, looking for ears, looking for somebody that it can go ahead and take advantage of, or spy on, or do whatever here. with retards for whatever reason, somebody decided to pull the plug. So it's gone. And now what's left here is that about, what, 4 days ago? 4 or 5 days ago, essentially it was understood by both Carolyn Yeager and Greg Johnson of Countercurrents that essentially there would be no more voice retards. So essentially, Greggy went ahead and snagged, you know, I hear he's a half Jew boy named Robert Stark, went ahead and snagged a Jew boy. What happens? Old Carolyn Yeager wants some guy named Matt Johnson here. Where will Matt Parrott go? Well, Matt Parrott essentially is going to go with Greg Johnson here because he had a big fight last month with Carolyn Yeager. Okay? Well, I think Corn Cobb is a good, you know, I mean, Craig Cobb is a good white man. I like old Craig Cobb. I really do here. What the heck was his name here? Carl Garst. I'm not going to go ahead and try to turn, you know, Craig Cobb into a creatard. Rather, if there are Canadian Christian Identity who want to go ahead and move to the Pacific Northwest here, they don't have any money, their T-shirt used, I go ahead and urge them to go ahead and cross the border and get a work permit or whatever in Williston, North Dakota. I mean, I don't think North Dakota is much colder than Southern Canada. I mean, it's not like they're, Canada is about maybe a couple hundred, 150 miles north of north of North Dakota. Some cases, parts of Canada are about a millimeter north of parts of northern North Dakota. Anyway, where was I? And, you know, no, I mean, you know, I've gone ahead and, well, I've advised John Britton to go ahead and take some of his worthless Whigger sons-in-laws, or common-law sons-in-laws, to simply go ahead and get a, you know, nestle under Corn Cob's wing here, essentially live with Corn Cob, pay $143 a month, fly the Corn Cob flag, stay out of trouble, have Corn Cob keep an eye on them, have Corn Cob sort of act like a foreman for them, so they can go ahead and save up their money and actually get work for a living and do okay. That'd be good. That would be good. That really would. Folks, I don't agree with Corn Cob on a lot of things. I think Corn Cob's a little bit silly a lot of times. You know, him and me's view of April Gate is, you know, totally different. But on the other hand, I don't have a problem with Corn Cob. Corn Cob's actually doing something useful. Now, my case, folks, I mean, when I have been down, I've gone ahead and notified everybody, Nimbusters and the rest, that I'm down, not because I decide to roll off, but rather because Brian Rio has gone ahead and taken down my web pages. Or Zogs tried to go ahead and kidnap, you know, pretty well send me to jail or prison or do whatever they want to me. You know, Hill Kendrick said the same thing. I mean, essentially, if Zog wants to go ahead and destroy you, Zog will, unless Yahweh says, nope, it ain't the time to do so. It ain't the time to do so. It's Yahweh's will, which one goes ahead and rules. I say whatever I please. If you don't like it, well, hey, fuck off. And some Secret Service agents here back on April 14th of what? Oh, last year. Yeah, because what you say on the internet? Well, fuck that. I'm not careful about what I say on the internet. If you don't like what I say on the internet, don't read it. That includes you Secret Service cocksuckers who are just going ahead and listening on the basis of a false complaint by Eli James and Brian Rio. And Mumps Nuts Liar Bill the Clueless. If you don't like what I have to say, don't read it. That's the deal. No, folks, I've not been a big time broadcaster. What makes this show interesting is I pretty well say exactly what the hell I think here. And I'm, you know, unlike guest number 26, whining like a Jew pussy, like a Jew Pharisee pussy, that essentially I don't let nimtards go ahead and spam the crap out of the chat room. And like I pointed to old Jeremy Visser here, or some pisser possum, claiming Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Martin Samuelson. Go ahead and choose a different, you know, go ahead and choose a different, you know, alias. And, oh, by the way, if I did go ahead and mute Obagenderbender, well, hey, it's for Obagenderbender deliberately going ahead and playing the game of, I'm going to spam you. Well, no, you're not. And when I muted old Obagenderbender, it and, quote, the other pisser possum disappeared for a while. Came back as guest number 26. You can make as big a target of yourself as you damn well please. In case I'll go ahead and look at your chat and sort of laugh at it. It don't really matter to me. The folks, I mean, voice of retards disappearing meant that sometime it was decided to pull the plug on voice of retards. And essentially what happens is that you have a few of them like Robert Stark, who decided to go with Greggy. And you have Hattie the Meerkat and Whigger Swill and Alex Linder, who decided to go with old Finkelschneid Pickle Cunt, which goes ahead and shows that essentially she's not as anti-Christian as she pretends to be. She's still running around going ass to mouth with Finkelschneid. So what you end up having is that you still end up having these divides between in the bowel movement, where certain people will not be seen with other people at all. And Alex Linder will not have anything to do. He'll have plenty to do with Hattie and Meerkat and with Whigger Swill Williams, although Whigger Swill gets on his nerves, and just like, will have problems with Carolyn Yeager. But here comes old Mental Ward Kendall. He gets banned. He gets accused of slander. He says, well, how am I slandering? And essentially, here's Linder going ahead and looking at his IP number, figuring out his old Mental Ward Kendall, and goes ahead and bans his ass. It wasn't over slander. It was because he don't like Mental Ward Kendall. So he goes ahead and bans him. Well, Mental Ward Kendall is actually in favor of Carolyn Yeager. What happens to so is Linder. Linder's going ahead and claiming a bigger claim. Clem's VNNF TARS, they go ahead and listen to Carolyn Yeager and they hear screeching old Biddy. Ah! And listening to her, you know, at the time, it's like going ahead and hearing fingernails across the blackboard. Now, in my case, I go ahead and I know sometimes I sound toothless. That's because I am toothless. The only teeth I have on my top jaw are two big old molars. I got about 8 or 9 teeth left on my lower jaw, lower front teeth. Hardly any molars left. Well, really none. Well, one. And it's not in very good shape. So, I mean, folks, if I sound toothless, it's because I am. What to say here? Yeah. What bits of Roxy to put in which plastic bag? No, Roxy does like just like every other heifer here. I mean, Axe and Sally is going ahead. And from what I gather, here are all these CI tards who, you know, or create tards who think she is Corina Burt, who want a hand job. If she is Corina Burt, I think she is. You know, she has a nice rack, nice hips, squeezed out 2 kids, or maybe 3, I don't know. And essentially is Corina Burt wanting to go ahead, essentially, and thinks Christian Day and create tards are a bunch of clowns here. Well, they are. Well, I was a real dual seed line Christian identity believer. Most of the time, you won't know he is, because essentially, why should he tell you he's Christian identity? He's not like Steve Elder. He's not like Eli James. He's not like Brian Rio or Finkelschini. You don't need to know. You don't need to know what, you know, people really believe. Because, folks, real deep dual seed line Christian identity is always scared the government's going to take their kids or, you know, essentially do something bad to them like they did me. See, I don't, you know, part of the reason I don't go ahead and go around a bunch of the one seed lines around here is that essentially they don't, you know, they have a sort of uneasy invitation if I want to go ahead and visit, but I don't really want to visit because they, you know, they at best believe what I used to believe when I was, well, in Herbert Armstrong's church. And, folks, I didn't think that much of Herbert. And I don't think much of the sheep which went ahead and followed Herbert, although I do like some of them, but most of the people I knew, you know, my dad's age are dead. Old man Hodge, old lady Hodge. And there were a few of them my dad's age who were enemies of my dad, and therefore they were my enemies. Why would I want to go ahead and see them? I went ahead and seen a guy a couple days ago. He was on a horse. I was checking one of these old houses to make sure that the thieving Anglo mestizos hadn't stole the meter loop, which cost $300, you know, for the plastic wiring and the fuse box in one of these old hovels, one old cinder block hovel of mine. Yeah, so here he comes. I said, do I know you? He looks familiar. He went ahead and told me his name. So, okay. He's 3 years younger than me. Used to attend the Worldwide Church of God. Still attends a, well, an Armstrongite, British Israelite branch of that here. His dad does too. His brother moved to Tennessee. His youngest brother is one of the town drunks. He don't attend any church. Attends quite a few bars, but no church. I mean, folks, I mean, this was what, 40 years ago? 40 years ago. And I had seen this guy for at least probably 15, 16. He sort of looked familiar. And yeah, he was here. He was not a, you know, he was not a bad looking white man. He was, you know, essentially, you know, blonde, blue eyed. You know, he looks more like John Britton's side of the family. But, hey, I mean, you know, here he was, and essentially we exchanged the word for about 15, 20 minutes here. You know, his dad is still alive, but he no longer lives on South Main Street. You know, I mean, he moved out of town. He's still going ahead doing some work in the construction industry. Folks, your average person who believes doesn't, you know, I mean, essentially he's a farmer or an independent contractor or something here. He doesn't really have a corporate job. He's not a factory worker. He's just simply someone who works with his hands, usually has a rather quiet lifestyle. Essentially, about the only way you'd go ahead and tell is if you knew he went ahead and went to Herbert Armstrong's church or went to some of the small little congregations around here. And, you know, if you didn't know that here, you might go ahead and suspect he's Christian Day because he don't eat pork and he keeps the Sabbath. Other than that, you wouldn't know who the hell he is, because, folks, these people don't claim to be Christian Danny ministers. They don't claim to be dual seed line. They don't claim to be this. They don't claim to be that. They live quietly. And that's what 99.99% of Christian Danny is about. Be it the one seed line, British Israelite type, or the dual seed line, your dual seed liners don't go ahead and tell everybody they're Christian Danny. That's something that the Wandering Mamsies or Wikipedia Talks to UCI or Pisser's Pifter Possums, you know, do. Nobody wants to go ahead and put up with that crap. There's no need to do so at all. Okay? Yeah, look at this sort of thing here. Okay. So where am I at here? Yeah. Anyway, it looks like Comrade, looks like guest number 26, Obi Gender Bender, had something better to do. What is it? It's 2:30 here. Time to go back to the truck stop. You know, the Melbourne truck stop. Try to avoid the one-eared dingo that stole your pickle. Anyway, folks, you have so much silliness going on in the movement. And those who claim to be Christianity, most chances are they're not. They're just little delusional Jew boys like Commandor McFag and the rest here. Why would you go ahead and have anything to do with them? Real dual seed line Christianity is not usually looking for other women, not looking for more than one wife, certainly not looking for one on the internet, not going ahead and looking for chicks who used to be porn stars or whatever. That's not normal Christian identity behavior. It's normal behavior among our wonderful bowel movement. Folks, you have so many people saying so many things in this wonderful bowel movement of ours. Why worry about it? I went ahead and talked to Joe Adams tonight because, hey, I had been on there for some long time. I wanted to go ahead and tell how things were in Missouri, about how I met, Todd Akin, how he is an honest man, as honest a politician can be. He went ahead and said some honest things he actually believed in, and he got hammered for it. But essentially, he didn't back down. He didn't quit. He's going to go ahead and continue while these phonies and these liars and these cheats and these four-flushers like old Mittens Romney march on ahead to defeat by a nigger who ain't even a United States citizen. That's what's going to happen. I was looking at some portions of the Republican convention, and I was sickened by seeing niggers like Condoleezza Rice go ahead bitching about Jim Crow and how she did so well as an affirmative action negress. And listen to Beaners here saying, no, the Republican Party ain't about white people. It's about giving us Beaners here who can't make it in Mexico or Cuba or wherever because we're just nothing more than just a bunch of animals who will fill up any continent. Give us a chance here at the expense of the declining white man. Let me ask a question here. If you're going to go ahead and support the corporate people go ahead and make all these expensive weapons here. I was reading on the Washington, Pest online about how they're talking about having a vehicle to place the Humvee. And they figured out it would be too expensive here. They want it to cost less than $500,000. Well, folks, just go ahead. There's already a practical plan that lasted for close to 50 years from 1942 or so, 1941 to essentially 1984 or 5. Essentially, it lasted 40-some years. It's called the Jeep. All you have to do is go ahead and create a bunch of them. And, folks, you essentially don't go ahead and invade places here where you're not welcome, like Iraq or Afghanistan, where the locals don't like you and are just simply looking to go ahead and shoot your worthless ass. So essentially the question of, well, let's go ahead and train the Afghanis to take over and fight the Taliban. What the Taliban have done, essentially have infiltrated their own creatures in to be trained to resist the Taliban, and every so often they go ahead and shoot dead. You know, when their backs is turned, they go ahead and kill two or three or four or five or six of their, quote, trainers. Shoot them right in the back with their own guns. Guess what? I'd say the Taliban have pretty well put the end to training the soldiers to resist the Taliban. Didn't take them very much money to do it. All it takes is there is just some raghead to wander in and move in here, folks. No, folks, this bowel movement of ours is idiotic. It's stupid. It don't really last here. Essentially, all you have, you know, in case of Carolyn Yeager, is a screeching twat. Screeching, you know, sounding like fingernails, censoring people. And Voice of Retards did that for years. It didn't trust people to say whatever the hell they wanted to on the comment board. I had one person who went ahead and tried to have Hal Turner develop a good form along with his radio show. And Hal Turner, every time he was about to get, you know, successful, it would last about maybe 2 or 3 months, just like it was about to go ahead and kick in and take over from VNNF or take over from Stormfront, Hal Turner would pull it down. Folks, if you don't, you know, folks, I maintain an open chat room. That's why I like TalkShoe. I maintain an open chat room. Pretty well open. I'm not going to go ahead and let you, you know, call me Rabbi Samuelson or Marty Chomo. But essentially, you go ahead, you have something to say, you can go ahead and say it. No problem. No problem. And folks, that's what I've tried to do with Logan, you know, with Logan's show. Go ahead and keep Logan sort of on track. Tonight, Jakob, it's sort of hard to keep Jakob on track sometimes. But folks, I usually go ahead and try to maintain a free speech forum. I didn't know quite what to go ahead and say. I've already gone ahead and said is that the Republican Party, I think, is going to get its ass whooped because it's gone ahead and fucked over its own statewide, its own state party affiliates. When it didn't need to do that. Folks, you don't go ahead and screw over the people you supposedly are looking to have support you here. You don't do that. It wasn't even necessary. Mitt Romney had won the freaking count here. He'd gone ahead and the Republican establishment got their way. As all the other candidates ran out of money and ran out of steam, eventually he won. And he could have gone ahead and been magnanimous. He could have gone ahead and let these other people have their say, and then as part of it, they go ahead and endorse Mitt Romney. But no, he couldn't do that with Ron Paul. He could go ahead and do that with Rick Santorum. He could do that with old Newt Gingrich. But essentially, with the rest, he couldn't even do that here. He didn't have the decency to go ahead and support the nominee of the Missouri Republican Party, Todd Akin. He's running away from it. He's going ahead and pretend that, no, we don't believe in limiting abortion, even though that's what the platform says. We don't believe in the platform. That's just horseshit. We can go ahead and get the tards to go ahead and eat. And when somebody goes ahead and actually believes that's the case, like Todd Akin, screw him. You think Todd Akin's going to go ahead and work real hard to elect Mittens Romney, the Shittens here in Missouri? The answer is no. Is he going back down? No. Is he going to go ahead? Is there going to be a writing campaign? No. Nope. Todd Akin is going to be, essentially, he is a Republican nominee. And they're going to have to go ahead and get used to it. I went ahead and pointed out to Joe Adams. I said, you know what? They pulled the same thing in 2002 in Missouri, and they didn't support the nominee because he wasn't the establishment candidate. His name was, drumroll, a lying liberal bitch who used to be the Jackson County prosecutor, named Claire McCaskill. Oops. Well, Claire will go ahead and take an intrusion. In fact, she went ahead and sort of worked on it to make sure she said, well, Todd Akin is too conservative for Missouri, and guess what? They listened to that, and they voted for Todd Akin here in the 7th District. Todd Akin's doing fine in his 2nd District and in this 7th District in Southwest Missouri. And that's what he needs. He is a very conservative Republican. Anti-abortion? I mean, hey, the anti-abortion people are still supporting Todd Akin. He's still having a few little ads here. It's a Republican, Missouri and national Republican establishment, which is trying to throw him under the bus. Well, guess what? You throw your loyalists under the bus here, don't expect them to go ahead and support you. And Mims, you need every Republican white vote that you can get, and you don't deserve our vote. The Missouri Republican Party has said that I cannot run because I'm a racist, but yet they want racist votes. You won't let the nigger win for a second term. Well, hey, maybe you need to go ahead and say that he's not actually an American nigger. He's a Kenyan nigger, an Indonesian nigger. But no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So all throughout this movement, you have a bunch of little tards, and you know, some of them work for Zog, and some of them work for others. And essentially, every single tard is doing his own thing. He's shitting on everybody else. So there is nobody to go ahead and work with here. And folks, since there's nobody you can work with, there's nobody you can go ahead and trust, what do you do? Well, the answer is, like I say, the 10,000 Warlords program here. To where their will, Harold Covington's right. Zog is well on its way to falling apart. I don't think there's going to be an actual planned war with Iran. I really don't. Covington may believe it, there is. Fine. But first, I'll listen to his last show. Listen to his last podcast, and essentially he doesn't believe that there is going to be 1,000 warlords or alpha males or whatever. He's just simply going to go ahead and write his book 5. He's going to finish Freedom Sons. He's going to go ahead and get it out by Thanksgiving or Christmas. He's going to go ahead and spend 3 days writing. He's going to go ahead and cut down essentially on doing things. I wish he wouldn't do the videos because he looks like a fat, sick old man. I think they should be the first things to go here. He should go ahead, essentially look for whoever he can, not train him as a successor, but somebody to go ahead and keep things running. And understand that, if you end up having white migration, which you will, to essentially go ahead and point out a vision of the future here. But I think it essentially what's going on 50 years in the future doesn't really matter. We have to go ahead and survive the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year, rather than worry what may or may not happen 50 years from now. But on the other hand, there's nothing bad about going ahead and doing what you're good, and Covington writes very good fiction. Very good fiction. But folks, we're here and in the now. What you need to do is you need to quietly prepare to somehow be one of the people who survived. I don't think there's going to be a nuclear holocaust. I don't think there's going to be any of this sort of thing here. Logan's notion that the UN is going to come in here and foreign troops are going to do that and put all the Uyghurs in concentration camps, I don't believe that for a minute. I've heard this shit for what? Since 1995, since there was an internet. I think it used to go ahead and go on fax machines and bulletin boards. Don't believe that. I believe what we're going to have is we're going to end up having a collapse of federal power as we have a collapse of economic financial ability, because essentially all it's going to be is just a bunch of Jew papers. A bunch of Jews running around thinking that because they sold fair and square, they're going to go ahead and get to get it. No, people are going to turn mean and people are going to turn ugly because they don't have any choice in the matter. They really don't. Okay? They really don't. But how's that going to benefit you? And the answer, what you do, is you really are of our racial religion. You understand that you may propose whatever, but it's Yahweh who disposes. And so you need, first of all, to get right with Yahweh. That's the first thing you need to do. The second thing you need to do, in many cases, is pretty well pull your horns from movement drama, movement bullshit, movement idiocy, movement zogbotting, movement whatever, and pretty well pay attention to saving yourself. That's what you need to do. And your family. You need to go ahead and figure out which ones of your family amount to something here. I am disappointed that my sister and my, surviving brother and my, dead brother's kids don't amount to much. Can't blame the Jews because they're a bunch of wiggers any more than I can blame the Jews for squirrels chewing down on my landline 200 feet away at the bottom of the hill at the telephone pole. Can't blame Jews for that. No, folks. You need to get close to Yahweh. You need to go ahead and look out for yourself and the family you need to keep. And then after that here, when things get rough here, and there's hardly anybody left here, if you manage to survive it here, then you worry about resetting the world that you're ready for Jesus Christ to come back and take. And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, well, that's fine here, but you do need to go ahead then and survive till the time that the Great Tribulation is over. That's what you need to do. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead. Okay, Germania Jim. It's been a while here. Welcome, Germania Jim. It's been a while. He listened to Covington here. Pretty well, there's been a little bit of movement bullshit where old Voice of Retards have sort of packed it up here. A few people more have figured out Alex Linder is a Jew. We're coming toward the end of the show here. I'm glad you can go ahead and show up the last minute here. Pretty well, let's say hello, Covington's last podcast. I think he's doing what he has to do by essentially concentrating on writing his book next year. He needs to go ahead and keep Radio Free Northwest. And by the way, what he's doing is he's been listening to the last couple of them. I think it's foolish to go ahead and get rid of the podcast. I'm looking at Axis Sally. Axis Sally seems to be getting nuttier. I mean, essentially she's... Well, I think she sort of flaked out myself. Let me see, what else? That's just about it here. Pretty well, it looks like Germania Jim has showed up at the last minute. So, in any case, I was about to go ahead and wind the show down here. Anyway, I think it's probably, it's only 10:58, about 11 o'clock where he comes from, or maybe, 12 o'clock, something, 10 o'clock, something like that. In case here, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm thinking of going ahead and calling a night. So I'm going ahead and look at the very end of the Republican National Convention, which is over, pretty well done for, nothing more to see there. Folks, the Republicans went ahead and betrayed their state party, their rank and file, just like they betrayed white people. Pretty well, the bowel movement is just filled with tards and zogbots and idiots. And you need to understand that's just the way things are. Don't put your trust in princes. Well, not princesses, princes. folks. I mean, sometimes I miss my front teeth quite a bit, especially times like now. So, WTF? Well, pretty well, you've come to the very end of this show here. Usually it starts at around 8:30. Between 8:30 and 9 o'clock central time, and essentially you're at least 2, maybe 3 hours behind it. So essentially the show is about to wind down. Anyway, we were talking about a number of things about the Republican committee here. If you want to call in, Germania Jim, I'll let you go ahead and call in. Okay. Well, I noticed that when I called in to the white voice tonight. I mean, from what I gather, there wasn't hardly anybody who was calling in other than myself here. Pretty well a lot of his callers seemed to have, sort of died out here. So, I don't know if, Axis Sally was still doing the show with them or not here. No, they weren't. I actually did listen to it. I mean, I don't know what happened to Axel Sally over on the White Voice either here. You know what I mean? Well, it looks like Germania Jim has gone ahead and left the chat here. Oh, you have all these people that show up. They're hot and heavy for 6 months, a year, and then they disappear. You never hear them again here. There are names from, close to 18, 19 years ago. You don't see them. You don't hear them. Nothing's left of them anymore. So anyway, folks, I'm looking at three of them here. About the only one who's left now is old Papa Cat, and if he's an FBI informant here, why, he's, pretty well the last one there. So I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to call it night. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi, hi, oh. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the corn as long, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie, why they go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Why they go, civil war, ho, on the corner blocks, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sawdling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out God's own. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the court of logs, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi, hi, oh, the love of God our only need, hi, hi, oh. White men go, revolt, ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war, ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi, hi, oh, ho. Our sons won't have have to go and fight. Hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city route, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.